tasteless.
Scotty, you've got to get our protective membrane vaginal seal back up.
Thanks.
I don't have no panties on.
That is the rusty jumble. Insane.
We had guys come in that enjoy getting kicked in the nads.
Big darling.
You really don't know where the tampon goes, right?
Bizarre.
Ivory has reloaded.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that one just over 8 feet.
Opie and Anthony.
Dopey ass show.
127 WNEW. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Never did I wanna be here again. And I don't remember why I came.
1027 WNEW.
It is Opie and Anthony. Hello, how are you guys? Thanks for joining us.
There you go.
Oh, the Mary and Rhoda thing is on tonight, Anthony. Are you going to be watching?
Yes, I'll be in front of my television to watch the Mary Tyler Moore reunion show with Rhoda.
They haven't acted together in 23 years.
Oh, there's so many unanswered questions from when I watched the last episode of Mary Tyler Moore and Rhoda.
Oh, is anyone caring about this, that this is on? Who's going to go out of their way to watch this?
I don't know.
No one in the country, though, is probably going to be top rated. Oh, is this the song? Is it going to change the words?
Well, this is the old one. They updated it for tonight with Joan Jett.
How will you?
Mary's daughter's on a bone. She's hobbing knob across New York.
This world is awfully big. Girl, yeah. This time you're all alone.
Girl.
But it's time you started living.
Oh, bag, it's time you started.
You let someone else do some good.
Bring it on home.
You know what's interesting about this reunion show, though? And they do it to all our sitcoms that we grew up watching.
Yeah.
Mary Tyler Moore Show. Now, that was a sitcom. That was a comedy, right, Anthony?
Yes.
Okay, now they bring back the reunion show, and they always turn these damn things into dramas.
Yeah.
You know, with the Mary and Rhoda thing, like Mary's getting over the death of her congressman husband, Anthony. And Rhoda's getting a divorce from her husband.
That sounds like a scream.
You know?
That's hysterical.
But they do it with all the sitcoms. Remember the Brady Bunch reunion?
Yeah.
Now, the Brady Bunch, very light comedy when we were growing up and stuff. Never got too serious.
The most serious thing, I think Cindy got the sniffles.
Yeah.
And Jan rode her bike without her glasses and crashed into something in the garage.
Don't forget about the smoking episode with Greg.
Oh, that was pretty serious, tackling the huge drug issue.
Greg smoking cigarettes. Yeah.
They're not mine.
And then they did the reunion show, and what happens? It turns into a drama. Poor Bobby is now a race car driver and paralyzed from the waist down.
It's no joke.
Why can't they just stick to the comedy?
Because they have to. You know what it is? They do the been there, done that thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, it was a comedy, but we could take these characters that the country has just embraced and tackle the serious issues
facing.
Yeah. Now,
today's
now
youth.
Mary's got a daughter in this.
Yeah.
Is she a coke whore? That'd be a good one. In a very special Mary. Mary's daughter's a coke whore. She's hobbing knob
in the bathroom at the tunnel
to get money for her next jumbo.
Yeah. I bet you Ted Knight's thanking God that he's dead and doesn't have to be in the middle.
God, thank you, I'm dead. Mary? 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 Mary?
Who is alive? Let's see. Mary's still alive.
Captain
Stooping is still alive.
He's Captain Stooping, though, now.
What about Lou?
Lou
is still alive.
Yeah, but
I saw him recently. He's so old, he doesn't even look like Lou anymore.
Lou, you don't look like yourself. What happened, Lou? Ted Baxter with the news. Lou's a big bloated mess. Lou, Mary, Mer. Well, what happened, Mer? Look at Lou's hairy. Lou, this just in, Ted Baxter with the news. Lou's hairy. Lou, big hairy ass. Lou. Mary, Mer. It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man that's worthwhile is the man that can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat. Okay, Pookie, cruise in the boat. Lou, how about a Fresca?
Hey, Mr. Knight, what
you'll get nothing and like it, Spalding.
Hey, Mr. Knight, what do you think of Mary? She's looking pretty hot these days, huh?
Hot? What size are those boobs? 48 longs? Mary, Mer. Mary, how would you like to mow my lawn? Those weed whacker boobs. Mer, I'm your pal. I'm your pal, Mary. Sure. Mary, news is fine, but winning the caddy tournament is what really matters. Mary. Lou. Ed Baxter with the news. This question I pose to the audience. What does Mary Tyler Moore have between her boobs that a young woman doesn't?
What, Mr. Knight?
Her belly button. Mayor. Mary joined Dr. Beeper and I. He's club champion, and I'm no slouch myself.
Oh, my God.
Very funny.
Lacey?
This is the first time he did his tonight on the show.
Lacey!
Lacey Underalls?
She was so hot, wasn't she?
Who's banging Lacey?
How would you like to loosen my stretch mark? I love that movie.
I want these shoes cleaned and bumped with a fine chamois. Now get to it, chop chop.
Yes, sir, yes.
Why, you son of a bitch.
You hear the one about the colored boy, the Jew. And
colored boy, why you son of a show you colored boy?
I got her in Caddyshack again now. And it just, we started talking about that.
I got it from a Negro.
I love that line, man.
If I see one more golfer on this golf course, I'm going to get a new greenskeeper. Is that clear? Mary? Look at your boobs, Mary. What happened? I'm glad I'm dead. You'll get nothing and like it. Spalding! Well, you're no gentleman. Hey, I'm no doorknob either, all right? Hey, you're something, huh, honey? You're pretty hot. You must have been something before electricity. Last time I saw a face like that, it had a hook in it. Oh, I should have said two. And I never slice.
Opie and Anthony.
There's no level too low that you guys won't stick to.
WNEW.
I have a scanner. I've had one for years. And, yeah, you can pick up cell phones and cordless phones. And the conversations I've heard over the years, hysterical. I was out in the Hamptons once listening to phone calls. And a couple of, a gay guy talking on the phone, you know, as they were. Gay guy. Now, they were talking about fisting.
Really?
Yeah. It was hysterical. Sitting there, like, listening to this guy going, you know, I'll bury it up to the elbow.
Whoa. Wow.
Heard breakups, drug deals, affairs. It's great entertainment. You'd have to sift through all the crap, you know.
I'll be home in an hour, honey.
Oh, great. Good call.
Tell about the call we heard that one night.
Oh, what, up in the apartment?
Yeah. We're all hanging out, drinking at Anthony's place, and checking out
up
the scanner.
In Boston, yeah. Checking out the scanner, you know, and got a nice strong signal. Heard some girl talking on the phone. And she's talking to some guy about how her boyfriend sucks and how she kind of wants to get together with this guy and blah, blah, blah. So at one point, we're listening to the scanner, but we're also joking around and laughing. And at one point, I guess we were laughing, and
I slammed the floor with my foot.
Stomped on the floor. You know how you do that?
So hard, right?
A real knee slapper type thing. So all of a sudden, the girl on the phone that we're listening to on the scanner goes, oh, people upstairs again banging. Like, holy jeez, it's the person downstairs. And then she starts going, it's not the first time. They walk around up there like elephants. I think they must weigh 500 pounds. And then she starts saying, this is me, Jen, Opie, and his girlfriend Sandy.
Right.
Sitting there.
I think there was another couple there, too. Make it more embarrassing.
And we hadn't been on the air long together, so it's not like we had a friendship, really a good friendship. You know what I mean?
We're still getting to know each
other.
Yeah,
still getting to know each other.
This goes way back. Go ahead.
So then she's like, and their bedroom is right over mine. So all I'm hearing at night is, boom, 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 the bed. I just heard Beat Ran on. Look at Opie's laughing his ass off.
All night long.
It's disgusting.
Right.
I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's not downstairs.
But it was downstairs.
It was, because then we started effing with her. Because
then we decided to play interactive phone call.
It was, I believe it was Halloween night.
Right.
So she was kind of scared to be alone. Mm-hmm. She was talking to this guy.
Well, and I mean, your apartment complex, pretty much everyone was scared to be alone.
Oh, my
Halloween
God. But when you look outside and you see somebody just bagged a zebra and were dragging it back into their lean-to, I was in a bad neighborhood, man. When it would rain, I swear to you.
When it rained?
When it rained, it was the highlight of the day for the 6 billion little children that lived there, because they could play in the pothole puddles. It was like a little pool for them. I was just waiting for one of them to go to the shores of one of the puddles and have a croc come and grab them, drag them in. I swear, this neighborhood, there were people. It was an apartment building.
Right.
Outside of the little porch of your apartment, someone had fenced off a whole area, planted grass, and was raising chickens. I swear to you.
It was the community property.
Yeah, it was like he took up three people's backyards, because no one had a yard. He had a cement patio with a wrought iron fence around it. That's your yard. This guy decides, you know, hey, I'm going to make a fence. I'm going to make a fence and raise a chicken just like I did back in Puerto Rico. And they would fence off the area. Beautiful lawn. I mean, he had it well kept. Raising chickens.
So freaking funny.
Frightening neighborhood. The second I moved in, like, what floor do you want to stay? What's the top one? I want the high ground. Love the high ground. Every night, the police were there. There was something going on, some domestic dispute going on. Someone's head was going through a wall. It was wonderful.
So we're listening to the lady downstairs on the scanner.
So she's kind of scared, and she's talking to this guy. So we decide to go out onto the porch, which is right above her porch, three high, and throw things at her sliding glass door from our porch. So we're taking little pieces of candy and stuff and leaning over and winging it. So we'd hear it hit the door and hear her go, oh my God, what was that? It was just so much fun because we're listening to the conversation and controlling what she's saying. Then we decided we were going to ring her buzzer and run. So it was down on the first floor. I'm on the third floor. So Opie goes downstairs to the buzzer. And after coaxing him for a half hour, come on, you got to do it. You got to do it. Buzzes it. I hear him start running up the stairs.
You can hear it on the phone.
On the phone.
Yeah.
And then I just hear this horrible, he tripped going up the stairs, some getaway. Because she was on the second floor, so we had to run past her floor to get back upstairs before she opened the door.
Because we were paranoid, convinced that if she opened up her door and I'm just casually walking like I'm there visiting you, that she was going to bust us.
Yeah.
You know?
And it turns out, the whole end to this whole thing is we got the guy late.
Yeah.
Because she got so scared at what was going on, she said, you better come over here. And he's like, oh, really? Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm very scared.
Well, it's important to the story. The guy talking to this lady was trying to pick her up the whole time.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you know, kind of give him the brush off.
My boyfriend's driving by.
We got her so freaked out by the end of the conversation. Yeah, she invited him over for the night.
Scanners are fun, though, man. I used to have a blast with those things.
That's a great story. Forgot all about that.
Opie and Anthony. It's a Kevlar kind of day. 1027 WNEW.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell. Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW. We'll be right back.
W.
Conversation here.
That has no place on this show.
I know that.
Opie and Anthony. More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
Yeah, I almost didn't make it in.
What do you mean you didn't almost make
Very
it in?
Very close. Well, I was
Tell
on
me
my
you got
way
pulled
in.
Over again.
Again? I know, I'm like Rodney King these days. Jesus.
You're way in the lead. We used to have a competition to see who could get pulled over the most.
Yeah, but as far as getting tickets, you're still in the lead.
I
talked my way out of it.
I just don't drive anymore, so I'm saving myself a lot of money.
No, I'm driving down Broadway, and you know, a black car, just a light in the windshield pulls me over.
Pull the truck over. How close to work were you?
Very close.
Like a block or two?
Yeah, I was going to stop at the
bank. Why do we always get pulled over right around our neighborhood?
I was going to stop at the bank real quick.
Yeah.
You know, and do some banking. So I was kind of waiting for the... I wasn't even going to double park. But get this. I was waiting for one of the cars to leave so I wouldn't have to double park while I went into the bank. So I was sitting there. I'm like, what did I do? All right. He says that you got a brake light out. Like, I guess I did. I didn't know. I mean, I'm very grateful if an officer points that out to me.
What a kiss ass.
So, shut up. I could have been in jail. Shut up, man.
So,
I could have used a day off.
We have a new policy. One of us is sick or in jail. The other guy doesn't have to work.
Do you know what the hell would happen if I was in jail
with all
and the listeners find out the barrage of abuse I get? Forget about it, man.
Bubba would love you in jail, yeah, too.
I don't think I'd be going to that jail. I don't think they send you to that jail.
You never know.
Don't worry. A mix-up, you're saying, maybe,
yeah,
before you
know
it. I'm the queen of the weight room prom.
Right.
I get pulled over.
Okay.
Break give my license.
Out. Sure. Go ahead.
Give them my license, which is still a mass license. Jesus Christ. I got to get this straightened out.
With mass plates, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says that's another reason they pull people over. Because, you know, you get an out-of-state plate here in the city, figuring you're out-of-state to get new plates because you got a problem here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they run my license. He comes back. You got a suspended license. Like, what? No, I pay my tickets. Like, I know you hear that all the time, but, you know, I paid my tickets. Because, no, December, you got a ticket and suspended your license. Yeah, okay, very funny, Opie. So, boy, you guys are really funny. So I said I paid it, and he goes, no, didn't pay it. You're going to have to come with us down to the precinct. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, I'm going to jail. Oh, no. This isn't happening. Wait a minute. I almost got away from those chicks when they tried to handcuff us here in the studio. Maybe I could get away from these two big guys.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm looking at two uniformed guys on the sidewalk. I'm like, if I make a run for it, I could probably disappear into Times Square. They'd never find me.
Oh, sure.
I'd be face first before I even pass my wheel well. I'd be like... in the pavement.
Why are you wearing a white beater t-shirt today in the studio?
I didn't do nothing.
You didn't see any kiddie pools on the streets of Manhattan to hide under?
F you. Yeah. Should I hit? I should have ran. Yeah, I'd be in the police car, the backseat handcuffed, banging my head against the window trying to get out.
Yeah, you effing cops, man.
I gotta go to work. I said, but then I have to play the card, Opie.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, it's not just getting out of a ticket. I'm going to jail.
Right.
So I go, I can't go to jails now. I'm on the air in a half hour. I'm on the air. On the Opie and Anthony show, on the air, radio, N-E-W. Thank God one of the guys knew who I was, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I know those guys. Yeah, well. So, they say, well, they quiz me a little bit about my license, date of birth, where I went. I guess they were from the island because they were quizzing me about Huntington, what school I went to, what year, blah, 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 everything, the whole thing. And he goes, all right, well, you better get this taken care of. You know, some guy, you know, might pull you over and really arrest you. He's like, oh, thank you. Thank you. But he goes, you better mention this on the air.
At 2 o'clock.
Because if you, if this isn't you, because they didn't know. He goes, how can you prove that it's you? You know, what am I supposed to do? Go break into my Dyson present?
You should
hey, officer, huh?
You should have done some of your voices.
All right. You pulled me over, huh? What's the matter? Slow day? Huh? Where's the crackheads? All right. Yeah, I didn't want to get into that. But, mucho apreciado, officer. And then I find out, because I come to the station, and I try to resolve the problem as quickly as possible, officer.
Smart guy.
I call up motor vehicle. They punch up the ticket.
You actually got through?
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's a miracle in itself.
Figure that out. They punch up the ticket. It was that seatbelt ticket I got in December, remember?
That we talked about, sure.
Yeah, I paid the $45 that it said to pay. $55. For $10, I'm ready to get hauled in. So now I got to go to motor vehicle and pay the $10 that are left. But probably now it's $110 because I didn't pay it. But, and I can't, now my what? I can't drive. I can't drive until I get this taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
If I get pulled over, I'm screwed. And I got a brake light out. I might as well just down a fifth of Jack on my way home, too.
like you're not driving home to Brooklyn tonight. Who are you kidding?
Dude, thank God they didn't see the kilo of coke in the back.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. It was, like, right underneath the carpet in the back. Kilo of blow. And the dead hooker.
beneath the back seat.
Well, the shovel should have gave that away.
I was kicking it away with my foot, and you could smell dead hooker on the whole vehicle. I was amazed.
You got to get the secret compartments like the rap guys.
I need the trap.
The trap.
I need the trap like Puffy.
It needs a trap. Trap.
And you know me, you know, the way I look and stuff. I'm reaching for my glove compartment to get the Reggie, and I got, like, both hands up. Hello! Not going for a weapon. Don't worry. Watch, I could take my wallet out without my hands.
So we got to thank New York's finest.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That was pretty cool. You know, they could have brought me in and stuff.
Because if it wasn't for them, we would not have a radio show today. That's the truth.
No. Yeah.
God, I would have laughed my balls off if at 2:20 when we had to go on the air.
I call up.
You call up from like the joint, your one phone call.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
Opie?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
Not much. You want me to check your stocks for you?
No.
No?
No,
you usually call this time to check your stocks.
Oh, I'm in jail. I got locked up.
But, woof.
All right.
I dodged a bullet. Must smell like old dirty.
Opie and Anthony.
This is debauchery mania. Prostate exams for everyone.
1027 WNEW.
You guys have deteriorated to beyond belief right now.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Thank you.
1027 WNEW.
Tuesday Hummer Club,
I'll be sure to bring my kazoo.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Was boring all the time, and we like it that way. And tell that dirty Sanchez guy to take a bath.
What the hell is that? That's the dude from The Simpsons.
Rock.
How cool is that?
gotta thank Psycho Mark and Jimmy. That's Paul, right? I want to say Castellano.
No, Dan Castellano. I'm thinking like I'm thinking cartoons and mob figures.
Yeah.
Well, you know the deal. The guy does like half the voices on The Simpsons was in here today, and Psycho Mark and Jimmy totally taking care of the radio show for once.
Nice.
And got him to cut some nice liners for our radio show.
What other ones we got?
Oh, you want to hear all of them?
I haven't heard them yet.
All right.
I want to hear this.
Let me get him here. What's this music in the background?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
This is a little too disco-y for me.
Yeah. Sounds like we ought to be a garage.
All right, hold on. Let me get rid of this stupid music bed.
Thank you.
I don't know if I like that one. All right, here's our Simpsons liners.
Hey, kids. It's your old pal, Krusty. And if I wasn't blackmailed into a lifetime contract with Itchy and Scratchy, I'd have Opie and Anthony on my show. Syndication now.
Wait, he'll say anything, huh?
Who cares, man? It's great. Right, we got that one. We got this one. Mayor Quimby.
Good day, New York. I, Mayor Quimby, would like to be your senator. If elected, I would use your tax dollars to put Opie and Anthony on radio stations across this great land. Syndication now.
Syndication now.
That's great. What else we got here? We got Homer.
Whipping up Wednesday. Woohoo!
That's huge.
Homer.
We have another Homer.
The Tuesday Hummer Club. I'll be sure to bring my kazoo.
Bring it over. That's great.
Oh, man.
My kazoo.
This just made my day. One more here.
Opie and Anthony, those guys are lightweights. I can drink them both under the table.
That's pretty cool.
Got to thank Psycho Mark, man.
Good job.
Thank you, Mark. And Jimmy. I said Jimmy, too.
Awesome.
So what's up, Anthony?
Man. How was your little weekend? We weren't here yesterday, were we?
No, we were not. We finally took a day.
Yeah.
Very relaxing day.
Very nice.
I stayed in the city.
Did you?
Yeah. I've been here since Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
It's been a freaking fortune, man.
Yeah, it's not cheap staying in New York, man. That's for sure.
That's what you got to do after you check out strippers all night long and you want to make good with your woman.
I wasn't going to touch on that subject.
Well, everyone else is touching on it on the email and the instant feedback. Yeah, call me a pussy. That's what I had to do, but whatever.
I guess a lot of people are curious as to what happened Valentine's Day. It seems there was a little rift in the Opie-Sandy relationship when we last checked in with you guys last week. You had gone to the booby bar.
Privilege, right?
And I don't know, the way you were talking about it, she got a little upset and it was a hang up on the phone, and that's last I heard. So you had a good Valentine's Day?
I had, to be totally honest with you, like the best Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Can't really make a radio bit here. Just had a really good time.
Oh, cool.
Cost me a fortune, like I said, well, but yeah, you know, I figured I had to step up.
Step up.
Yeah, once again, avoiding the whole engagement ring thing.
Very good. What did you do this year?
Well, you block the thoughts out of the head when you start, you know, throwing nice hotel rooms at them and
right.
This and that. All-day massages, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's things you could do to get out of that.
Did she go to the spa? And
well, she will now. I got the certificate, like I said, I was doing for Maximus.
Yes.
Maximus Day Spa. Where? Westbury, right? Carl Place.
Nice.
So I got that, the hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. She surprised me, though.
What?
Yeah, it takes a lot to surprise me, especially in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, I'm usually happy, but it's nice to get a surprise. And she had a little envelope. I opened it up. Tickets to see Beck last night.
Hey, look at that.
I don't know if many people know about my music taste, but Beck is one of my favorites.
Yeah?
By far. New album's great. Odelay, in my opinion, the best album to come out in the 90s.
So where was he?
Radio City Music Hall.
Oh.
Bunch of freaks, though, man.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get out of touch, I think. Because we consider ourselves hip, right?
No.
We don't have it going on.
I wouldn't sit there and totally say I'm Mr. Hipness. I know.
Well, we try. We try, you know, to stay on that level. But
try to at least stay in touch with what's going on.
Oh, man. I went to the Beck show last night at Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, a freak show.
Really?
Beyond freak shows. The styles. Styles I would never be caught wearing, even on Halloween.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's the younger generation, Opie.
Well, that's what I'm starting to realize. We're losing touch in our 30s. There's like a generation gap happening there.
Sure.
You know? Well, that's okay. But no, Beck was unbelievable last night.
Yeah.
Awesome. I saw Sean Lennon there.
Oh, yeah?
5 feet away from the guy.
Yeah?
Looks exactly like John with Asian features.
With the Yoko thing thrown in there.
Yeah. But it was cool seeing him.
Should have asked how Yoko was.
Yeah.
They get along really, really well these days, don't they?
I was going to yell duck.
That's awful. Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell is that?
So how was your weekend, Anthony?
Great.
Yeah?
I had a great weekend. A lot of fun. So that's Anthony's life. Fun. Fun, fun, fun.
What did you do for Valentine's Day? Check this out, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, first, of course, Sunday night, had a pisser at the Jay Moore show. They're rascals.
Yeah, we got to talk about that today as well. I think Jay Moore's coming in today.
Really?
Yeah, because he wants to recap the whole weekend.
That's cool.
And we got Buddy Hackett's number.
Yeah.
All right, well, you want to talk about the Jay Moore show as well here?
Well, a little bit. I'll just talk about, you know, what I did.
Okay, go ahead.
We had a great time. Rascals, man, did they hook us up.
Huh. Huh.
You're a pisser, man, too. The limo's out back, parked out back. We go to walk out and stuff. Me and Opie, they gave us two limos.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Because it's like...
Like, I am so not used to that kind of treatment.
And we usually go together. We're like John and Paul now from the Beatles. Yeah. We're getting our separate limos and stuff.
Get away from me, Paul.
Yeah, so...
We don't get limos often, that's the truth.
No, it was cool. And it was kind of a truck, you know, kind of a long trip. So
yeah.
It was nice to have the limo.
Yeah.
In the back and stuff. And, leaving the club after a great time.
Did you have the listeners waiting outside in the rain for you, too?
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Signed a few things, a couple of pictures, you know, and then...
I'm like, look, guys, can only sign a few here. I got to go.
Rushed off into the limo.
I only can sign a couple. That's it. I'm only good for a couple tonight. No, the only reason I said that because there were two people out there.
Had some of that good limo sex.
Oh. Did you really?
Oh, partition went right up.
That's dangerous, man.
Oh, no, it's fun. Windows all steamed up.
You know what that does to the limo?
Got to the house. The limo driver has to, like, crack the door a little at the back because he's not sure what's going on back there.
Because he knows what's going on.
Whoa!
They could feel every pounding.
That's cool.
In the front seat.
That was good.
Yeah.
Had a good Valentine's Day. Went shopping. That was Valentine's Day. Got a foosball table. Not kidding.
My buddy Anthony is turning into Kevin Spacey in American Beauty.
What?
You've traded in the old model for a new model.
Oh, my God.
You traded in the knickknacks for, like, foosball tables and large-screen TVs. You got the biggest bed known to man now.
Ever.
We got to call the Guinness Book of World Records because I'm convinced you have the biggest bed in the entire world.
And it's not only big, it's very thick. The thing is like 15 inches thick. It's a sick mattress. And that's just the mattress.
You're just like Kevin Spacey in American Beauty.
I need like a step stool to get up into bed. It's that big.
You got a foosball table for Valentine's
Day. Foosball table. Dude, great.
That's hilarious.
Play some foosball.
Why not?
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to throw your first like little party over there.
Toys. That's the key. Toys.
All right, Kevin Spacey.
Love it.
You're going to trade in your radio job to work like the drive-thru?
Don't be silly. Don't be silly. No, the foosball table. Please. I love foosball.
Yeah.
I used to play all the time down there. What was that? People's Pub. Down there in... East Northport.
Okay.
Played all the time. And I always said, you know, I would love, dream would be to have a foosball table.
Why didn't you get one the last 10 years?
Well, I'll be a foosball table didn't quite go with the motif of the rest of the house, I wouldn't think. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You're digressing. That's hilarious.
Digressing? Is that it?
Well, from what I am accustomed of seeing you, the environment I'm accustomed to seeing you in, oh, yeah, you're digressing.
Yeah. It's fun.
Your old house had nothing that was related to you in it.
The computer.
There was a computer, but everything else was knickknacks and pottery. And
knickknacks and little things to make the place look knickknacky.
Right.
Nice.
And now your new place, you got pretty much a...
Toys.
A sex bed, a large screen TV, and a foosball table.
Computer room.
And a computer room.
And, let's see, big TV. Oh, PlayStation games strewn about the place. It's hysterical. Yeah, videos, computer games. And yes, when it gets delivered, because I don't have it yet, but 2 weeks, get delivered. The foosball table is going where normally there would be a dining room table. But since, there's no eating, in the traditional sense. You need the foosball table.
So basically, you've got, the Joey and Chandler pad.
Yeah.
From Friends.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. The Joey and Chandler pad.
You
get
the big recliner, too?
Oh, no, that comes soon. Little sectional couch with two recliners.
And a thing that folds out so you can put your drinks on?
No, I don't have that.
You don't have that?
Got some kind of wacky table, though. For the sectional couch. It's shaped like a pie wedge, so it fits in the sectional thing. And the whole top of the table comes up and towards the couch.
Very
if
nice.
You're eating off of it, since you can't eat in the dining room because there's a foosball table there.
That's great.
It's kick ass.
That rocks.
It would be the pride of any 15-year-old. I swear to God. Where's the pinball machine?
Hey, Lou, what's going on?
Yo.
How are you, Lou?
Anthony had a little fun in a limo, huh?
Yeah, he had to share with everyone that he had limo sex on the way home from Rascals.
You said you put the partition up. One thing you might not know, I drive for a living, limousine. There's also a intercom.
Oh, yeah.
You know about that?
Yeah, I don't care. What, he wants to listen?
No,
good, have fun.
You do or not.
Just
do
make sure you drive while you're spanking one out. Who cares? I don't care if he's holding a straight line. I don't care what he does.
All right. I just can't let you in on that. I don't not too many people know about that. They put the partition up. They start going at it. You feel it up front. The intercom goes on. You hear everything.
Wow.
That's
all right.
That's
all right.
I just thought I'd fill you in on that. I didn't know you knew.
Thank you, Lou.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, man.
Later, man.
Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Eric calling. I want to know if you're allowed to spin the foosball guys. That's the number one rule.
Oh, no.
Eric, are you a foosball player?
Well, back, it's been a long time since college. Sometimes you go into the house, they let you spin.
There's no spinning.
No spinning.
No, wait.
There's no spinning in foosball.
Hold on. Cute chicks can spin.
Okay.
That's it.
What can I tell you?
You're face-to-face with a guy at the foosball table. He spins it. You call him a pussy and grab your beer and walk away.
Yeah.
There's no spinning.
If he's winning at the time.
There's no spinning.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? You're playing foosball. You calculate. You know all your cool moves and everything. And the guy at the other side is just spinning, and he's knocking him in left and right. Look, I'm beating you. Yeah, I'll be beating you. Shut up. You're not playing right.
Anthony,
bank shot from the rear. Oh, wham!
We had similar Valentine's Day, Anthony.
Yeah?
I spent my day with my wife, my TV, and it was the best Valentine's Day I've ever had.
All right, Eric.
Thanks a lot, guys. Jay Moore rules.
He's coming in again today.
That's the best thing I heard all day. As soon as I heard it, Rand told my partner. It's the best thing.
I don't know when. I think sometime in the 4 o'clock hour.
Excellent.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Later.
Let's go to...
I wasn't with the TV. I was with a chick.
Well,
please.
I think they can figure that out at this point.
I don't know. He seems to think I was sitting in front of the television.
No, you were playing solo foosball.
Dan, what's up?
Hey, guys. I applaud you, Anthony. I've got a similar setup in my pad.
Oh, yeah?
With a buddy of mine, pool table in a dining room, 60-inch TV, DVD, VCR, a computer game room where my buddy and I are playing Team Fortress Online together.
Oh, rock.
Wow.
You know something? You know how close I was to buying an air hockey game, too? I swear to God, but you know why I didn't? There's only one reason I didn't buy the air hockey game.
No room.
No, there's room in the dining room, for foosball and air hockey. we have a little Italian landlord living downstairs. He'd freak out. What's going on upstairs? Because the foosball doesn't make as much noise as, like, air hockey. Wham, wham. It makes a lot of noise.
Just turning it on. Like,
just the noise factor
right.
was the only reason. Or I would have also had an air hockey game.
You are Kevin Spacey.
Why?
I'm convinced. American Beauty. You're losing your mind.
Games, fun, toys.
Come on.
That's what it's about. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we got to take a break. We're just getting warmed up, obviously. A lot of good phone calls on hold. Please stay there if you want in on the conversation. 212-757-1027.
When Paul's call up, you treat them like they're, you know, good people. You don't talk down to them.
Hey, f*** you.
Jesus Christ, shut up.
You idiot.
You're such a loser.
Hey, f*** you.
What a retard.
You're high.
Are you stupid?
Hey, f*** you.
The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW.
I really like the production Jimmy's doing for our show lately.
Funny.
Very good. Our phone number, 212-757-1027. Mm-hmm. Fax line is 212-957-9639. Just getting back into the radio show after taking a long weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of partying was going on over the weekend. Had a lot of fun with Jay Moore at Rascals down there in Oceanside.
What a pisser, man.
Awesome. We kind of wrecked his show, though, the second show Sunday night. It turned into, like, Opie and Anthony debauchery.
It was the Opie Anthony Jay show.
We ended up on stage with Jay for, like, 15 minutes trying to convince a girl to show her boobs to the whole crowd.
She did.
I looked to my right. There were a bunch of girls that were there with dates and stuff. It was their little Valentine's Day celebration. It was pretty obvious to me. They were horrified and pissed off.
Oh, sure.
They were just pissed. They're like, no, we came here to see some good, solid comedy, which Jay did. He delivered big time. But, you know, in the middle of the show, all of a sudden, it's you and I up there drunk with our Budweiser trying to get a girl to flash the crowd.
I'll tell you, though, I had to prove that I could work the pimp hand and get that girl to take her shirt off.
You did a fine job,
you know?
Anthony.
I mean, it took some coaxing, some talking, but she did.
Yeah.
Finally showed the crowd.
Yeah.
And they dug it.
Yes, they did. Oh, she's on
and
the
And then
line.
Jay got right back into his show.
You want to talk to the girl that flashed the crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Kristen, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Hey. What's going on?
Not much. You were the girl that flashed everyone on Sunday?
Yeah. My aunt was very horrified.
Yeah, your aunt was there and stuff?
Yes.
They came upstairs, like the backstage area after the show.
Yeah.
And stuff were hanging out.
Yeah.
You and your aunt.
Yes, my aunt.
That was fun. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-oh.
I'm good like that.
What's the matter? You pissed off at something?
Yeah, what's the problem now?
No, I was just running in the house because I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, I see.
She sounds a little aggravated, Opie.
Yeah, you called our show. What do you got?
What do I got? I was just calling to say hi.
All right, cool.
You enjoyed the show.
Yeah, we had a great time. You were definitely a hit down there at Rascals.
Oh, thank you.
And I guess we're going to have you come in for Lesbian for a Day soon, huh?
You can have me come in. I don't know about Lesbian for a Day. We'll talk about it off the air, I guess.
All right, Kristen.
Well,
we got to get back to our radio show.
No problem.
Well, thank you.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, God damn.
Yuck.
Pulling teeth.
Hey, Ralph, you're next on NEW. What's up?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
I saw Louis Black this weekend at Bananas and Hasbro Kites.
Oh, yeah?
Unbelievable, bro.
Is he great?
I still haven't seen him do his act. I hear he's just unbelievable.
Oh, so intense, man.
Yeah,
like,
the guy's
pinching
like...
pinching our pants. There's like six of us.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people took a girl on a date. Great date.
It's like he's having a stroke up on stage,
totally.
Like any given second.
I hear it's like
second.
I hear it's like he's having an epileptic seizure on stage. He's just like freaking out.
He does this thing with his fingers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My friend Jenny wanted to give him finger puppets and make them fight.
Yeah, we've seen it here. When he goes off on a tear and he's feeling like passionate about a subject, his fingers start twitching all over the place. He's convulsing.
He was unbelievable. I mean, he's funny on the show, and he's funny on The Daily Show.
I hear his stand-up is just...
But live, he was outrageous.
Yeah, really smart guy, too.
Something not to be missed. Yeah, cool.
It wasn't like, you know,
you just said the S-word.
My bad.
That's all right, Ralph. It sure beats, seeing female comedians.
Yeah.
Who are you, Jerry Lewis?
Well, we admitted that on the show.
Yeah,
for different reasons. I hate female comics.
We have a female comic that just comes out when she comes on the air or on TV, sitting there watching.
have to tune away instantly.
See, I was reading that thing in the paper today. I'm like, well, what's the big deal? Until I realized, you know, that he took it a little further and said, yeah, you know, he can't get past the fact that they're just baby-making machines or something like that.
Oh, Dean.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah. Jerry Lewis, totally bashing female comics.
I was applauding him at first. I'm like, yeah, I agree. The you know, female comedians just blow. It's just, I mean, they all do the exact same act.
Yeah.
And don't tell me Margaret Cho or any of those are good. Yeah. Janine Garofalo.
Janine Garofalo.
They all suck. The only one that's kind of amusing is the deaf one.
Oh. She is so bad.
But
because
she's deaf.
I go out on day, I want to don't tell them I'm deaf.
I think they could figure it out when you go, hello.
We interviewed her in L.A. a few years back, and I purposely made sure, like, I was turning my head away when I was asking her questions just to hear her say what.
I was practicing my ventriloquism.
Because she reads lips, you know?
Yeah. So watch it. Watch it. Oh, this is really good visual for radio, but watch out. Here's me. Here's me, Doc.
So what's it like being a stand-up comic?
You're not moving your lips.
Nothing. Yeah. And I'm making the puppet voice.
I couldn't understand you. You have to move your lips.
Hey, how you doing? Nice can. Look at you, you deaf bitch. You don't even know I'm talking to you, do you?
I'm just smiling at her. Yeah. Like I'm doing that ventriloquist smile.
Yes.
I got a smile.
Hey, you effing C-word.
Wow, you do that pretty well.
Yeah, oh, I've been practicing.
That's bizarre.
I'm going to get a dummy to play foosball with.
And then she just stares at you like a deer looking in at headlights.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what you're saying.
I can't understand what you're talking about.
Right.
Hey, you're deaf, huh?
So she's kind of amusing just because, you know, she's a freak.
Yeah. I don't know, though. They come on the screen, I have to tune away. And it's such a buzzkill when you're watching those cool comedy shows, and, like, they have five comics, and they're coming out, and the guys are killing, you know? And then there's like, and let's bring up a very special young lady from...
Here comes the act. She's going to talk about her mother, her stupid little car, dating.
Dating's a big thing. How she's gaining a little weight.
Right, water retention. That's hilarious.
Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, that's so funny.
They all do the same exact act.
Yeah, blows.
Talk about their last day. Talk about their overbearing mother. Talk about how they have a crappy car. Talking about their PMS. What else? That's about it, right? Talking about, you know, having sex with a guy.
Yeah. Now it's been a while since they have. Last guy I was with. Shut up. Shut up.
So I was kind of agreeing with Jerry Lewis until he had to, like, take it a little farther and say that all he sees is, like, baby-making machines.
Well, he's an old Hollywood guy now, and you ever notice the old Hollywood guys just get free reign to say whatever the F they want after a while? That's it. Like, Jerry Lewis lost his mind, so now he could say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And he's still, oh, it's Jerry Lewis, you know, he must have been joking, until he drops dead.
Joe Soprano checking in from the Bronx. Are you guys forgetting Kathy Griffin? She is one hot mama. Don't like her. Don't think she's funny.
Really? Oh.
What about that fat chink Chow? Margaret Chow. Sucks.
Oh, terrible.
Rob from Jersey. Sucks.
Yeah.
I love, love, love comedy. I could go see comedy five days a week, but as soon as the female gets up there.
Ruins it.
Can't handle it. Can't deal. All right. Who's Amy from the Stock Exchange? Amy!
Hello.
Hey.
Who are you?
I work with Dave Levine.
Oh, what's up? Stockbroker Dave.
We love Dave.
Stockbroker Amy. We thought you were coming down today.
I didn't bring my suit.
My suit's at Goodwill.
Oh, come on. Are you going to come tomorrow?
It got wrapped up and taken to Goodwill. I got to buy a suit.
The only reason I didn't go down the floor today is I forgot my suit, and they don't let you do that.
I need a jacket and tie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have went then.
Oh, we could do it that way?
I'd like to come, too, because I didn't get to see you last time you came down.
Well, we'll be down there soon.
Why don't you come this week?
I might be in the city later this week, maybe.
I thought you guys work in the city.
We do, but we commute.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is this on the air?
Yeah, it's on the air, Amy.
What do you do, Amy?
I'm a stockbroker.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
So why aren't you working for
I am. I just took a break. I said, what do you mean, Anthony? He said, they didn't come. It's a call.
How does a stockbreaker take a break with a half hour left before closing? What do you mean?
All the action's happening right
I'm
now.
Quiet today.
The last hour is where all the action takes place. You don't see Stockbroker Dave on the phone with us at 3:35.
Sorry, though. He's going to dial you.
Oh, Amy.
He said, here. Here, I'll call them right now.
Amy.
Yeah.
Give me your whole take on E-Trade, on the stock.
As far as, on the stock E-Trade?
What's the problem with it?
I don't follow those kind of stuff.
What do you do?
You know what? I just got an order. Hang on one sec.
Oh, see? She's bugging out. Who's this?
This is Timmy.
Timmy, what's up?
What's up, brother?
It's Opie and Anthony. We got you live on the radio.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Are you a stockbroker on the floor as well?
I met you guys, man. I told you about the Rohypnol joke.
Oh, I remember that. So what's hot today down there on the floor?
I've been busy, man. I've been busy in all crap.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Look, no one wants to give any info. No one wants to give any info down there. Hello?
Hello?
I think he hung up on us. I'm not sure, though. What did he say? He goes, yeah, they did hang up on us. All right, we got to move on. That's fine.
Jesus.
Let's go to Jamie. Jamie, you're next on WNEW. What's up? Jamie!
Hello?
Jamie!
Stop listening to your radio.
Oh. Jamie!
We were off one day and everyone forgets the rules, Opie.
They're listening to us. What is your name? You! What is your name? Hello? What a loser.
You gotta wait for the delay to catch up to the radio so they know that we're talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Listen, he's listening to the radio. Listen. Hey, douchebag.
Oh, hello?
Douchebag. The guy who wants to talk about female comedians. Oh, my God. Why would you just call a show and sit there?
Goodbye. Good day, sir.
Charlie from Jersey, Gilda Radner, the funniest woman ever on TV. She was funny on SNL. Never saw her stand-up, though. I'm talking about stand-up comedians.
Yeah, that's not like a stand-up thing. That's, sketch comedy and stuff, and that's fine. But stand-up comics, you go to the club. Ah,
James, what's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, I was just listening to the E-Trade thing.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. How many people do you know that, any day traders that have passed the Series 7?
Huh?
Did you ever hear of the Series 7 for stockbrokers?
Yeah.
It's probably the third toughest test in the nation. That's how stockbrokers become stockbrokers.
Right.
No day trader is really knowledgeable on that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's got to be ridiculous to see an E-Trader, or look at the Atlanta thing.
But James, he's talking about E-Trade as a stock.
I'm talking the stock behind the company.
Ah.
Right.
I want to know why it's been pegged down at 20 for a good month.
You can pick up shares of E-Trade. That's what we're talking about. Why is it so low right now?
That I couldn't help you on. I'm not an analyst.
All right, man.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call, though. Boy, that helped.
Patrick, you're next on NEW.
Could someone put a crowbar over my head today? I want to go home and play foosball.
I think everyone took off yesterday. We took off. Our listeners took off.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Yes, how are you?
Hey.
Good, what's up?
I was watching on Comedy Central that Paula Poundstone chick.
Yeah?
She's the female comedian. She's not that bad.
And thank God she's so attractive.
Well, that's another story.
Well, my comedians don't have to be attractive.
No, I know
they just
that.
Have to be funny.
Yeah.
I don't find
it's actually distracting if a girl comic is attractive. You know?
I don't find
you don't listen to the jokes.
I don't find Paula Poundstone funny at all.
No.
Not at all. I can't think of one female comedian that I saw, on stage that I thought was funny. Can't think of one.
It's hard.
Elaine Boozler, a little bit.
A little bit. All right, that's all I got.
All right, man, thank you.
Yep.
Now people are going to argue what, their favorite female
comedian. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Martin, what's up?
What's up, man?
You like Margaret Cho.
Sorry.
Oh, you're cursing.
She's got good ass, you should say, okay?
All right, she's got some good ass. The bit about the drug dealer, have you ever heard that?
No, why don't you
know? And I'm sure you'll translate it just fine.
Yeah, mine will suck, but she talks about how you have to make fake conversations when you're trying to buy drugs, something we can all relate to.
one.
Yeah, a long time listener, man. I remember when you had like Semisonic in the imaginary ballroom.
Oh my God!
Wow.
All right, Martin. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. He redeemed himself there.
Brett Butler's good. Good comics are dykes. We don't want to talk about female comics. We just kind of agreed with Jerry Lewis, except for the line about being, you know, baby-making machines.
Baby-making machines.
Monkey from wherever. The only funny female comics are the dead ones. What does that mean?
Huh?
All right, we better take a break and regroup here.
My God, man.
Carol wants... Hey, Carol. Carol.
Yeah.
We're going to come to you right after break, all right?
Okay.
Stay right there.
Okay.
Carol went to a strip club for Valentine's Day. We'll get into her story next.
Shoot. Opie.
You scum.
And Anthony.
Your new name is Dick.
Opie and Anthony.
What changed you into such demonic little bastards?
107.
Yes, we are here.
Oh, yeah, we are here.
Yes. Getting back into the swing of things. It's weird when you take one lousy day off, man, huh?
I know.
212-757-1027 is our phone number. Lots to do today. Lots and lots of stuff. Jay Moore stopping by. He's going to be leaving us soon, and then we won't see him for another, what, 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
It'll be sad. We should throw him like a going-away party or something. Because he's just a huge friend of the show. Back out to Hollywood.
In Vegas. He's doing a new movie and stuff.
He's filming a movie with Kevin Spacey, Helen Hunt, and the little kid from Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense was nominated Best Picture this morning, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Now,
does everybody by now know
the ending of Sixth Sense? I hope so.
Bruce Willis dead through the whole thing?
Now, we have Best Picture nominations, okay?
You ass.
I'm sure someone will go,
dude, I was waiting for the video.
The nominations, American Beauty.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely love that damn movie. The Cider House Rules.
What?
Chick flick, right?
Yeah.
Kind of? I don't know. The Green Mile, which was pretty good.
I didn't see that one either. Don't worry, people. I know the ending.
The Insider, pretty good. Dry sponge. The Insider was good. What? Did I say something?
What? Yeah.
And then The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, it was good.
I think they're going to give it to American Beauty over The Sixth Sense.
Yeah?
I think so.
I didn't see American Beauty, so I don't know.
I think Kevin Spacey's going to win Best Actor. I think Annette Bening's going to win Best Actress. And that's it. There you go. There's our conversation on the nominations.
On the nominations.
Now, there is one other thing we should talk about real fast. Do we have it queued up? Tell Carol to hold on. We're going to get to our strip club story in a second here. The Oscars nominated. Original song, Anthony?
Yeah.
They got a song from Music of the Heart.
Mm-hmm.
They got a song from Magnolia. They got a song from Toy Story 2, Randy Newman. Oh, please. And a song from Tarzan, Phil Collins, okay? Also, nominated in the original song category for the Oscars coming up in March.
Uh-huh.
Trey Parker.
Really?
For Blame Canada from the South Park movie.
That was nominated?
Yep. And just in case you forgot what that song is all about, let's play it real fast here, okay?
God.
Nominated for an Oscar, this little thing from South Park. Check it out. Uh-oh. There it is.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fight and curse. Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada! Blame Canada! Before their beady little eyes and flapping heads are full of lies. Blame Canada! Blame Canada! To form a full assault. Don't blame me for my son Sam. He saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the clan. And my boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf, but now when I see him, it tells me to f*** myself. Well, blame Canada, blame Canada. It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Blame Canada, blame Canada.
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, it's true. Say he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches? Should we blame the fire? Or the doctors who allowed him to expire?
Heck no! Blame Canada! Blame Canada! With all the hockey hump of a low and that bitch on Murray too. Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
Oh,
Academy Award nominee.
All right, so they're not going to win, obviously, but it's kind of cool that they're nominated.
It's funny that they probably have to play a little piece of it, right?
They're going to give it to Phil Collins for that stupid song from Tarzan. Guaranteed.
God, remember when Phil Collins used to be relevant?
I used to like Genesis growing up, too.
Yeah.
Now it's like it's an embarrassment to even admit that.
Tarzan soundtrack.
Let's go to Carol, Anthony, get the show going here. Carol, you're next on NEW. What's up?
You were talking before about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So my husband took me out for Valentine's Day, and then I took him out for Valentine's Day afterwards. We did it on Saturday, and I took him to a strip club.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Which strip club you go to?
There's one that didn't open up that long ago near Kennedy Airport.
Okay.
Do you know it?
Is it one of those sleazy places?
No, it's actually really nice. Should I tell you the name or no?
Yeah, we don't care.
We don't care.
Oh, it's called the Airstrip.
Airstrip.
The Airstrip.
Oh, we've had a couple of the girls call us from the Airstrip.
See, it's near the airport, and the girls strip, and the planes land on an airstrip.
Right.
It's a very clever name, the Airstrip.
And all the girls have landing strips in their pants.
Yeah, landed on the grass runway.
And I'm sure my husband is probably listening right now, and he's probably freaking that I'm calling you.
That's kind of cool. That was your present to him, huh?
I got a lap dance for him.
And did you? You guys obviously went together. Did the girl lap dance for both of you?
No, she lap danced for me.
For you?
For me.
And then he checked it out?
Yes.
Did you enjoy the lap dance?
Yes.
You're like just a few months away from a little threesome action.
It was a gift for him.
Right.
Well, a romantic gift.
Cool. That's pretty good.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. There she goes, Carol.
Down at the Airstrip.
She had a little different Valentine's Day celebration. Lisa, you're next on the show. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
My question is this. Who do you think they are going to get to sing this song? Every song that's nominated is sung on the award show.
Oh, yeah?
And how are they going to do it?
That's a good question.
There's a curse word in there, too.
I know.
A couple of them.
And I'm really interested to see how they, because like, they have a performance of every nominated song.
Well, there's also another problem, because the lady that sung the song, isn't
she's
she dead?
She's dead.
Right.
She's the dead one, right?
Dead as a doorknob.
Well, a lot of times, they'll get somebody to perform it that didn't necessarily perform. Well,
do like the bad version of it.
Remember what happened to Phil Collins, because he wasn't popular enough and he was nominated for one of these songs and they got someone else to sing his nominated song because, you know, they only want people on there that they, you know, the audience really, really knows.
Yeah,
right.
Relate to.
So
I mean, I could see them getting a group because it's kind of a group song.
Uh-huh.
You know, but like, I heard the bleep, and all of a sudden I'm like, how are they going to do that?
Yeah, I'm amazed that it got nominated.
Yeah.
we'll have to wait and see what they do. So
it should be interesting.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Lisa.
See you later.
Bye. Let's go to Jake. Jake, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Just figured I'd share what I got my girlfriend there for Valentine's Day.
The clap?
No. No, I got her pair of boxers, you know, for her to sleep in, some shirts, and the wackiest of things. But apparently she liked it. A bowling ball.
You got your lady a bowling ball for Valentine's?
A bowling ball.
Very romantic.
Hey, what are you going to say?
That's good.
She liked it.
Well, what trailer park do you live in, man?
Come on. Matching bag?
No, she has a bag.
Ah.
It's a replacement.
Is it a pink bowling ball?
Actually, it was one of the glow-in-the-dark things.
Are you guys in leagues and stuff together?
No.
No, is she in a little league?
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah.
It's something we do, like, occasionally, you know, go out. It's not that bad. You go out, have a couple beers.
You're not an occasional bowler if you have your own ball.
Yeah, you got your own ball. You're bowling.
Once, twice a month?
You're a bowler.
You got a ball, you're bowling.
When I go to the bowling alley, which is rare, you know, first of all, I drink more beers than balls I throw. Right?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I used to be on a bowling league with the place I worked. God damn. Long time ago. Navtech Industries. I was on their bowling team. And
you were on their bowling team?
Right up until the day I got fired. No, I had to leave that job because they were coming to repo my car. Remember that story?
Yeah. That was the job you had when you were sleeping in your car and you weren't making your car payments?
And I was all bummed, not because I lost the job, but because I was doing so well in the bowling league and the standings.
It was going to affect your average.
Yeah, it definitely brought my average down when I had to quit because Repo Man was going to take my car the next day.
That's funny.
Knew where I worked.
All right, Jake. Well, that's a good Valentine's Day gift
there. Hey, man, I got to try. Hey, real quick, do you guys catch Millionaire Sunday Night where the guy...
Millionaire!
Rosie.
Yeah.
I gosh, he's calling Rosie. That fat pig.
Who's that?
Your category, eating. The question's about food. Call that fat slob Rosie.
All right, later, man.
All right, bro. Got a fax here. If you want to send a fax, 212-957-9639. O&A, thank you. Because of you guys, I ordered a Vermont teddy bear on Sunday for my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Well, it came yesterday, and you know what I got? A big, long Hummer. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Syndication now. We told
That's
you guys.
Outrageous.
We told you guys if you got the Vermont teddy bear for Valentine's Day, you would get a Hummer.
Yeah.
There you go. A happy customer.
Did you you hear about that whole thing with Millionaire? There's a problem now that the insurance company that pays off the millionaires... Because that doesn't just come from the show. When they have to pay somebody, I think it's between the $500,000 and $1 million when they get up into that. The show doesn't have to pay. There's an insurance company.
Sure.
The show pays premiums to the insurance company. And if on the off chance someone gets over $500,000, the insurance company has to pay out. They're all pissed because the English version of the show has never had a millionaire.
Because it's a lot harder, the questions
right.
and all that.
So in the U.S.,
plus
I think they've had two
so far. Plus, they're just a bunch of limey, drunk bastards over there.
They're retarded. I've been there.
But Regis is bitching that
I'm not changing the show.
They want less intelligent players harder questions. That's what they said that the contestants are too intelligent.
Uh-huh.
The insurance company said this.
I need retard.
Right, they can just have the short bus drive up to the...
Drive it, I want someone in a hot seat with a hockey helmet. Get me mongoloids, Gilman. I want to be looking at a line of Down syndrome haircuts. When they spit that answer out, I want to get hit with drool.
Come on.
I need tons. Get me Corky. Well, that's Celebrity Millionaire. I want Corky.
Get me pinheads.
Pinheads, anything. Thalidomide babies. I need retards. Brain damage. Get me that chick that got the nail gun put through her head at the mall.
That's pretty retarded.
Yes, and bring them here. Retards. Get me that spaz kid from the Opie and Anthony show. Wait, now that's pushing it.
Very good. All right, we got to take a break here, Ant.
Oh, yeah?
Stephen Lynch made the paper on Sunday, like we told you guys.
Yeah, you see that.
Article in the Post.
What a lame story.
Julia Szabo, whatever her name is, she should be ashamed. That's one of the worst articles I've ever read in my life.
Szabo.
Stupid, doesn't go anywhere. And we'll read it next to just show how bad of a writer she is. Okay?
In my opinion, Julia, you're a sucky-ass journalist.
Horrible.
You should go to, like, the Globe and the Inquirer.
I'm glad we blew you off 10 times.
Write about Bat Boy. Bat Boy scene.
But it's all about that Kill a Kitten song. We'll get into that controversy next. Real fast as we take a break here, Ant.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. There was Opie and Anthony signs all over the ball field yesterday. Last night at the WCW at Nassau Coliseum, Spaz was there with a huge O&A Wow banner.
Cool.
Also last night, there was an O&A banner, well, actually a bunch of them, at the Continental Arena for the Seton Hall UConn game, which was a huge game last night. And all flags are courtesy of ApolloFlags.com, or give them a call, 973-256-8362.
Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Opie and Anthony, those guys are lightweights. I can drink them both under the table.
I love our new IDs. 1027 WNEW. It's the O&A show. Jay Moore, a little later this hour, stopping in. He's going to be leaving us soon for a while. He's got to go back
and make a movie.
Go back to being a Hollywood star. Yeah, he'll be back in the future, I'm sure. Also, a little later on, we got to talk about Stephen Lynch. The article made the Post over the weekend. Pretty much a non-article. It's an embarrassment to this this writer, Julia Szabo. I'm so glad I didn't talk to her. She called our office about 10 times. We blew her off. Thank God.
Screw her.
I really don't want to be a part of this stupid little article she has. But real fast, Anthony, on the instant feedback, John from Carl Place. Anthony, please talk about The Sims.
Uh-oh.
This game kicks ass. I got it over the weekend, and I can't help tormenting these little creations of mine. Best game since Kingpin.
Yeah, it's, we've been having fun with it in the office and then, at home.
Well, let's talk to Bill real fast, too. Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hey. I'm going to fail this semester because of you, Anthony. I can't stop playing it. I got two lesbians right now at home making out. You know, one goes to work, the other bitch works out.
You got them to make out?
Yeah.
One of them just works out as the other one goes off to work?
Yep.
Hey, Bill, I got to tell you, because after Anthony talked about this this Sims on Friday, one of my brother's friends ran out and got the game. I spent 10 hours with a lesbian couple trying to get them to make out over the weekend, and I didn't accomplish the feat.
You
got to
start slow.
I did start slow.
A little talking first, maybe a little back rub, telling a few jokes, maybe complimenting the other one, and then slowly go to hugging and a little kiss, and then before you know it, they're sharing a bed.
Are they sharing a bed, Bill?
Yeah, they share the same bed.
Oh, that rocks.
The first day, you get them, their power levels are all up.
Yeah.
All you do is you spend all the time just on social, nothing else. They fall in love within like 10 seconds.
I got to remember that.
A couple of lesbos, that's great.
Because my chicks, they got all depressed and stuff. The room wasn't right. The plants were dying.
Yeah, you
got
to water those plants. You got to keep them happy.
Yeah, the food had flies around them.
Yeah, they're not cleaning up that good.
The plumbing sucked. Well, thank you, Bill.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Well, Ant, you got to explain Sims again, because honest to God, this is like crack, this game.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is more addicting than Half-Life, even though Half-Life is a shoot-em-up type of game. This thing is just mental.
I got to explain, because I've heard from a lot of people going, oh, dude, what are you talking about? That doesn't even compare to Half-Life. They're not meant to compare. They're two completely different types of games. Completely. It's like the difference between an off-road vehicle and a roadster, you know? They're made for different things. I love Half-Life. Still play it all the time. I love to shoot 'em up first-person action. This, it's not an action game. You're not sitting there just staring at the screen you're sitting at the edge of your seat waiting for something to happen. But, like Opie said, it is crack. It is friggin' crack sitting there. So far, I've concocted a couple. Made everything from scratch.
Yeah, you could make everything from scratch, like Ant said.
You could pick them out.
You could give them different personalities. You could make the house and set it up any way you want.
Yes, that's what I did.
You could even pick their jobs.
Yeah. They look for a job in the paper. You pick it or you don't pick it, you know? They're either nice people or not nice. They're neat or not neat. Like there's all the personality traits you could put in these little people that walk around in this little house. You buy them stuff, make their lives a little easier. You upgrade their stoves and refrigerators. Maybe blow a wall out of their house and make the living room bigger so you could fit an electric train set in. Keep them happy.
Pinball machines.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Foosball table. Hey, that's my house.
And so what I've been working on is just a couple. Just a man and a woman in a house. Got them to fall in love. Now they're sleeping in the same bed. I'm getting all kinds of cool stuff for the house. Burglar breaks in, steals the computer and the stove. So I had to get a burglar alarm. You live and learn. So then one day it's like, oh, the stork is coming. Gonna bring a little bundle of joy for my little couple. I'm feeling great. I'm like, I'm working this game. It's coming out perfect. This is how this is about procreation. So a little bassinet. I move it into the bedroom. So they're close to the little kid. Kid starts crying. I send the mother over. There's a couple of options. You could either feed it, play with it, sing to it. So I'm feeding and singing to it and stuff. Beep, beep. The car horn out front blows. You know what that means? Time for work. so I send them both off to work.
Yeah, you got to make sure they get their carpool, because you got to explain, too, that you send them to work, and every time they come home from work, it adds money to your bank account.
Yeah, they make their money.
And that's how you could expand your house and stuff.
And buy cool stuff.
And move forward with the game.
Well, I got to tell you something. This was awful.
Yeah.
I totally didn't. I got so used to them just going to work that I didn't stop her from going to work. So the kid's in the house all alone for 8 hours screaming.
A newborn.
Wah! Wah! You know, a little prompt comes on the screen.
Yeah.
Sim City's social services is taking the child away. And this big, fat, black lady walks in the house, grabs the kid, and walks out the door while they're at work. And then the husband and wife come home, or the man and woman, they're not married yet. And then the woman gets all depressed because now the kid's gone.
Of course. And that affects the game, too, because you got to keep these Sims people very happy. You got to keep them fed. You got to keep their hygiene up. If their bladder's full, you got to make sure they go to the bathroom.
Got to pay your bills.
I was playing a game this weekend, right, Ant?
Yeah.
There was two things I didn't do. One was I didn't check the mailbox. You got to check the mailbox every 3 days for bills, and you got to pay the bills. And if you don't pay the bills while the couple is sleeping at night, there's this big black guy.
Why is it the black guy?
I swear to God, it's a black guy in the Sims game comes to your house, not breaks. They just know how to get into your house, and they repossess your stuff because you didn't pay the bills.
Yeah.
So he repossesses the stove in my game, all right? But they have to eat. So the lady is freaking out, and every 6 hours she's calling the pizza dude.
Yeah, they go to the phone and order pizza. And it takes like $40 out of their out of their money.
And then the pizza dude comes up, and there's a prompt that says, "Oh, it only took me an hour to get here, dude."
Are you sure that was a repo guy, or wasn't just the Rock coming in to rob the place?
and the other thing that I did during my Sims game over the weekend, because I ended up getting a couple like you.
Yeah.
But I just took over one of the families they have.
Yeah.
Which was a couple with this kid that was about, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years old, that range.
Yeah.
And you got to send them off to school every day.
Sure, the school bus pulls up. You got
to
send them.
Well, the best part of this game is just creating havoc. You know, I mean, you could go and try to, like, pay the bills and keep the house clean and make sure they're fed and happy and kept comfortable, you know, putting them to bed when they're tired and stuff.
Yeah.
But the best part of the game is just creating some type of havoc and seeing how it plays out. So I decide, you know what? The kid doesn't need to go to school anymore. So day after day, the school bus is pulling up in front of the house. Beep, 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 beep. And it'll only wait, 20 minutes or so?
Yeah.
And then the school bus takes off. 3 days in a row, all of a sudden there's a prompt on the screen. Jimmy's missing a lot of school, and if he misses another day, there's going to be a problem. So I'm like, oh, cool.
But
so,
you got to hold him back. Oh, yeah, you got to hold him back. See what happens.
So the bus goes, and Jimmy doesn't get on the bus, so it turns out they're going to send him to military school to teach him some discipline. So all of a sudden he's in a military outfit, and the mom and dad are like saying goodbye and crying and stuff, and next thing you know, he's out of the house for good. Gone. He's at military school.
No more kid.
You just lost your kid to military school.
I wonder if he comes back later on.
Yeah, and then you gotta keep up their skills.
Yeah, the skill level. They got to read and, you know, sit down and read books on things to get their skill levels up and their social skills and build relationships with the neighbors. All of a sudden, they're, you know, working around the house. You're pointing and clicking, making sure they're keeping the house clean, keeping their hygiene good, making sure they take a leak and stuff. And what happens? The neighbors come to the door. They want to visit.
Right.
So now you got to entertain the neighbors, because if you just send them away, they get pissed and your social standing in the neighborhood goes down.
Right.
You run around like a chicken without a head, pointing and clicking, realizing this is what amounts to a digital ant farm.
Right.
It's pretty much what you're doing. It's ridiculous. But it's like Opie said, it's like crack.
It's so addicting. We were playing like for 2 hours before the show today, and we just started this family, and we're going to see how far we could take it. Because eventually, I guess, you build a huge mansion. You have other people living with you, you know, as your money goes up.
Unbelievable. I was playing over the weekend, right? And I'm sitting there, and the girlfriend goes out, you know, comes back. I'm still playing. I go, "Oh, that was quick." She goes, "I've been gone for 2.5 hours. I swear to God, I thought it was 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, "I've been gone for 2.5 hours. Oh, 2.5 hours.
gee, I've been on there that long.
You want to see your little people freak out, start a fire in the house.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And well, that's something else, too. You got to read the books to get the cooking skills up, because if you, the guy tries to cook without cooking skills, like one out of every four times he cooks, he's going to start a fire. So you got to get his cooking skill level up. And it's the funniest thing when that stove bursts into flames and they start, wah, wah, they run around the house with this little, like a thought bubble over their head with flames in it.
Yeah.
And they're going, and you got to run to the phone and call the fire department.
Or you do what I do and you just take your time going to the phone
until the fire is so out of hand that one of them is going to lose their life.
Yeah, it spreads to like all the other appliances and the walls.
Right.
And so the wife lost it. She's dead. And now there's an urn in the middle
killed,
of the room.
Killed. Oh, yeah. But then when they die, you really feel really bad because you really start getting attached to these little creatures, you know?
Yeah, you move. I know when they die, you move the urn outside and it becomes a tombstone.
Yeah.
And you could send them out there to mourn.
Yeah, and they'll sit next to the tombstone and just kind of cry.
Mourn and cry and stuff.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, what's going on?
Yo, you guys are not kidding, man.
What, Sims?
I played that game.
And by the way, this is not even an advertisement. It's
no, they don't advertise on this show. This is just another one of those games that I came across and thought was great.
Yeah, and got me hooked on this damn thing.
I got that game. I was waiting for something to come on TV. Next thing I know, it was ending. So I'm like, all right, I'll keep playing. It was 4 hours later, and I was like, oh, this game's boring. I'm not going to play no more. I was like, 4 hours, man.
Yeah.
You guys know how to get a ghost?
No, you can get ghosts.
If you got someone dies, right?
Yeah.
You bring the urn outside before anyone can mourn.
Yeah.
And a ghost will come around the house and scares the hell out of them.
Oh,
they run like the fire.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pizza. That is awesome.
Because one of my guys fell in love with the other dude's wife.
Yeah.
So he kept slapping the dude every time he kissed her. So I let him burn. And the guy burned and died, and I put his urn outside, and he had a ghost coming around.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's like, you go on the website, they'll tell you all kinds of things. You guys know how to get money?
We just know the job so far.
Oh, if you hit, like, Control, Alt, Shift, and C.
Oh, cheat codes.
No, we don't want cheat codes
oh,
on this
okay.
game.
No,
this
like
game.
Unlimited cash. I know, you could build like this huge sprawling mansion.
Yeah, I couldn't build a decent house, so I had to cheat because I wanted to get some good stuff.
I've been building it slowly.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford a hot tub.
Like all of a sudden, I'm looking around the house like it's mine. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to, in time, blow that wall out so I can fit a hot tub in the bathroom. It's going to be a little while. I can't afford it right now.
Yeah.
I was telling someone, there's not enough hours in the day, you know? And they're like, yeah, isn't it true? And I was like, holy crap, man.
Yeah.
It's just like real life.
We love the game, man.
Oh.
It's crack. All right, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Let's take a couple more of these calls.
You feel like an idiot. That many hours in front of this friggin' screen.
Hey, Jay, what's up?
O&A.
Hey.
You know, I just got the crack pipe out of my mouth. I just decided I'll give you a ring. I've been having fun torturing them as of late. You know how you can download extra houses off the website?
Oh, yeah, you could go to the website, I think, so, and get houses and other models and mods of the
bodies. I get this big crime boss and his, like, little frizzy bitch wife. I put him up in a house, and she sets the house on fire. So I let him die. I take her, and I decide, let's torture. I stick her in a four by four room. No place she can walk. I put a refrigerator in there. Let her eat. She starts pissing all over herself. Then there's garbage piling up. I don't let her sleep.
Yeah.
And this is going on about 15 days for her. Eventually, she just keels over and dies.
Yeah.
Then I bulldoze the house and, like, you know, I don't know, have somebody else move in.
It's just great to cause the havoc, you know?
It's so addicting. I just got in, and I've been playing it for like 3 hours. I didn't even realize it.
Right on, man. Well, thank you.
Hail Satan.
All right, bye.
Satan.
Dean, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right.
You guys got me hooked on Half-Life, and then I heard you guys talking about with The Sims, and I looked all over, couldn't find it. I finally found it in a place by my house. This game is unbelievable. I can actually manage my own neighborhood the way I want it.
Do you make them all Hispanic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll do everything. Legal prostitution and everything. Anything your heart can desire, I can do it legally. You don't need no Giuliani telling us what to do.
All right.
I run this one.
Baseball's been very, very good to me.
Now, I hope they put this online now. Play this online. That would be cool. That would be
I think there is an online option.
Yeah.
So you can interact with, other neighborhoods from people that made their own.
Yeah.
For Sims, did they have it for online? The book that comes with it says it doesn't mention anything about that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, do a search. We're just getting into it ourselves.
Okay.
Ant just discovered this the other day, so.
Yeah, well, pass it on, buddy.
Thank you,
David
Cole. All right, let's go to Shannon. Shannon, you're next on NEW. What's up?
Hey, guys. I think I've lost my husband to this game.
To Sims?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He plays till I'm leaving in the morning. He stays up all night and plays it. Sucks.
That's the mark of a good video game. If you, like, you know, give up sleep to play it, it's a good game.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Shannon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, people are hooked on this. A couple more, and then we got to get Jay Moore in here. Chris, what's up?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah.
You got to throw, like, 10 people in one house. I got, like, a bunch of frat brothers, right? I got, like, 8 people in one house. You just let it run. Now they're starting to fight. They already kicked 2 people out of the house. They're killing each other. Like, every time I turn, I go up to the guy, I slap him in the face.
Yeah.
And it says, yeah, you compliment him, and then you slap him in the face. And then, like, you know, they're rumbling. You got this big cloud of smoke. They're all flying all over the place. Nope, everybody lost their job already. Nobody wants to go get the paper because they're too depressed.
Yeah.
Hey, once you get them depressed, it sucks. They don't do nothing.
I know. That's a bad part of the game.
Like, the chick kept getting depressed. I had to buy her a stupid dollhouse that she sits in front of and plays with.
Ooh-hoo-hoo-wee, go-go.
She's, like laughing and stuff.
I had a husband and wife. They both had jobs. The guy lost his job,
mm-hmm.
and then she's sitting there, and she's the breadwinner now.
Really?
Now the guy's sitting there. He's all depressed. He doesn't want to go get another job. And now she dies because she's earning all the money, and he's so depressed he doesn't want to get another job. So he's sitting there in the living room. He just stares at the urn, and he's crying all day. He doesn't do anything.
This game is messed up. Thanks, Chris.
All right, man.
Bye. Dave from Jersey on the Instant Feedback Ant. Go into build mode and remove all the doors and windows and watch what happens. Also, crank call the police over and over for no reason. I guess something happens after you do that a few times as
well. Yeah, I started a fire just before.
Uh-huh.
And, I ran to the phone to call the fire department, and I couldn't because I forgot I had installed a smoke detector, and it does it automatically. And so I figured, I better call the cops. I called the cops, and the fire department showed up, put the fire out, and then the cops come and yell at you for calling in a fake alarm on the cops.
Ron, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I don't know if you guys found this out yet, but you take the family that you start with. There's like 3 Chinese people, family, like Mortimer and Bella and all them. And you take in the 2 girls, you invite them in, and I broke up that Chinese family, and I got some lesbian action going on there. You guys tried it out yet?
No.
Yeah, a couple of guys have been calling up saying they put the 2 girls in the house and then let them go out.
They broke up their family, got some lesbian stuff going on.
I had the traditional family over the weekend, you know, the mother and the father and the kid. And the father was going off to work, and then all these other guys were coming to the house, and I was trying to turn the wife into a horny housewife, giving back rubs and stuff, but none of the guys were going for it.
Horny housewife.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.
You guys suck.
All right. Hey, Brad, what's up? Brad.
Yeah, man, I hate that game. You know why?
Why?
Because my girlfriend's on it 24/7.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Like crack. Honey, come to bed. No, I'm playing The Sims.
Yeah.
Honey, how about a Hummer? No, I'm playing The Sims.
Yeah.
Never.
It's addicting.
Never. I hate that game.
All right, Brad.
It's a bane. Take care, guys.
Thank you. We're just about done with this. We'll talk about it again because it's going to be something we're going to...
Well, we set
watch
up
for the next few months.
In the office, we set up a man and a woman so far in the house. Built the house up, you know, made the kitchen bigger, put in some better appliances for them. And we'll see. We'll keep you updated on how they do.
Yes.
With all of us effing with them.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Right now, yeah, just like you said, they're not even a married couple.
No, it's just 2 separate beds.
2 separate beds, kind of like the I Love Lucy beds happening.
Yeah, small house.
Small house.
Pretty small. Starting to expand it a little bit, but they're both working.
And Ant's trying to get them to F.
Yeah, I got to get them to socialize a little more.
You got to get them to F before we go on the air tomorrow. It'll be our running little soap opera with our Sims family.
They'll jump into bed. I'll try to get that out.
But right now, they're just sharing a house with no kids and no relationship going on yet.
No.
All right, and we'll update you tomorrow. A couple fires, Anthony said, because the guy didn't know how to cook. But
I've been working on that, sending him off to read the books on it.
All right, Rob, what's up?
Hey, yo, guys. You guys suck.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm sorry, but... listening to this beautiful description, I'm on my way to the crack dealer.
See?
Are you going to go buy it?
Isn't that terrible?
I am on my way.
They're not even advertising on this damn show.
But it's that good, you know? We can't wait for an advertiser. If we like something, we got to talk about it. Thank you, Rob.
I can't wait to hook up some lesbians.
Well, let us know. let us know what you think. All right.
Yeah, we'll do.
Because this is going to be an ongoing discussion for a while. Because it's just so damn fascinating, this damn game.
I can't wait.
All right, I named the families fun too. You know, like it's you make your own families from scratch. So I'm making the guy, and it's like, pick a last name. Oh, this is the Asswipe family. The Asswipe. It's S-Head Asswipe is the guy. And then there's Limp D.
Right.
And C-Word Asswipe.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
What's up? You're the last call for this break.
Well, it's a good one, because I already found an X-rated patch for this.
What, where they don't cube out when they're showering?
They don't do nothing. I mean, you can make them run around naked, and you can actually see, like, you know, the little pixelated sex act. It's a riot.
Hey, where's...
It's a mile long. I'm going to email it to you in about 2 minutes as soon as I hang up this phone.
Because hey,
it's
dude.
Like, you know, so-and-so, blah, 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 blah.
Dude.
XSims.com.
Mike.
Yo.
Hold on. Don't hang up, because we'll give you an email address.
Okay. Yeah.
And if it works, we'll put that on the unofficial website so other people can have fun with that, all right?
Cool.
Thank you, Mike. Hold on. There goes Mike. All right, and we got to take a quick break, and we got to get Jay Moore in here next, okay?
All right, man.
Stay right there. Anthony! Yes, OP. CDRecordable.com. Yeah, new sponsor to the ONA show.
We're trying to make our Nick plans for tomorrow night.
We gotta call the boss man and see how many tickets he's got, because Jay Moore wants to go to the game with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
CDRecordable.com, Anthony.
A lot of people recording their own CDs these days, man.
Yeah.
This is like the thing to do. You make your own mixes of stuff. I know a lot of games that I've gotten have been from Steve. CD Recordables, man.
Really?
Why go out? You don't have to go out and buy a lot of this stuff. You bootleg the hell out of it. It's great.
All you need is some recordable CDs, a CD burner, and you're set to go.
Look at Psycho Mark. What do you think people do with CD Recordables?
Write
their own music and then record on them? Yeah, you could do that too.
Are we encouraging people to break the law here, Anthony?
Absolutely not. Stay within the guidelines of the law in your local jurisdiction. But for God's sake... Well, a lot of people recording their own stuff on CD recording.
Don't forget, you could also record the MP3 files.
Yes.
The music and the games, like you said, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
CDRecordable.com sells blank CDs that allow you to record your own CDs. Very, very important. And if you don't have a CD burner, they'll do that for you as well. You could get one at CDRecordable.com. If you're online right now, you should check them out, because it's a pretty cool website, okay?
I saw these, too. They're multicolored, too.
Yeah.
You get, like, all different colors, maybe color code your music selection.
Correct. And the good thing about this,
mm-hmm.
very, very cheap.
Yeah.
Because you're knocking out the middleman, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to a store to try to buy your recordable CDs?
Yeah.
You know, you could buy right from the manufacturer, which is like CDRecordable.com type of thing, okay? You don't have to, like, call Tokyo to have your questions answered. You just go to their website, and they'll explain all the stuff for you.
Yeah, they're local, based right in Connecticut.
All right, so if you don't have a CD recorder, CDRecordable.com sells them. Like their media, the recorders are the lowest prices you'll find on the web. Low prices for the CD burner, low prices for the recordable CDs. Check it out for yourself.
Oh, before you know it, you're bootlegging all kinds of stuff and selling it to your friends at an amazing profit.
You can hang out with the Nigerians down there near Madison Square Garden with all your bootleg CDs.
Sure.
Why not, man? That's just a joke. Log on to CDRecordable.com and check it out for yourself. Click on the Opie and Anthony icon at CDRecordable.com. We'll throw in a free gift. That website, once again, www.CDRecordable.com. Check it out for yourself.
Sure.
Hey, Ann, your mom did say I was hot.
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't bang Opie.
You my mom. I'm yours.
Say lay back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
OG and Anthony. A couple of real
motherfuckers.
Whoa.
107 WNEW. Yes. Let's go right to Mike on the phone. Mike, what's going on today?
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
I saw Jay Moore Friday night at Rascals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at the Late Show. Let me tell you, the whole place was filled with ONA fans. They had signs, ONA. People drawing on paper for Marco.
Yeah, we went to the Sunday night show, and it was insane. We stayed for both shows.
You were at the show with the black chicks up front with WOW, with the WOW signs, right?
There were black girls up front with WOW signs?
Yeah. No.
Mike? We lose Mike?
Yeah, right,
we lost Mike.
Mike.
Wait, he went back. Hey, Mike, one more time. Mike?
No, I got you.
All right, go ahead.
Calm your nuts. People with bullseye signs for Marco's ass.
Yeah. Mike, hold on.
I never really.
This is Jay talking to you.
Oh,
Jake.
You're talking about West Orange, right?
Yeah, the Friday night show, the late one.
Yeah, there was those four sisters sitting in the front row to my right. Remember?
Yeah.
And I told her I had jungle fever. And I said I liked a big black sister ass.
Jay, he was trying his best to get her to whip him out, but
yeah,
he wouldn't go for it.
But you missed it down the shore on Sunday night.
Sunday, we had it working.
Sunday, Rascals, Ocean Township. Kristen came up on stage and whipped them out. I got news for you. They were lovely.
Jay, I was working the Pimpan Sunday night.
Hey, my man.
I was...
Your pin fan was strong.
Thank you.
It was strong,
thank
right?
You, my brother.
Strong.
Yes.
What's with the holly shoes?
I can't get on the stage of any comedy club without a little dice coming out.
Yeah, here's what happened for the listeners that weren't there. People that were there, it was a very special night for them because they got to see ONA in person.
Hey, we're looking for, you know, a quarter of the door, Jim. Well, hey, I think you did a quarter of your show on Sunday.
What do you think I made for that weekend? I didn't make anything. What do you think a guy like me makes for that?
I don't know. Just to get your name out there, right? To kind of practice up, keep your chops.
Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. What would you say?
I don't even know.
I had some figures.
I don't even know what they would give.
I was driving home thinking, I wonder what these guys think.
All right, how many people were there? Like 300?
250.
250 a night, 10 shows.
But I don't get 100%. You think I'm...
Oh, you didn't get 100% of that door?
All right.
Oh, only on Monday?
All right, so 2,500 people saw you for 10 shows. I'm thinking you made... Honestly, like 25 grand.
33.
He's honest.
Son of a bitch.
Look, he's so honest, man.
And in West Orange, two nights, I made 22.
So if you made 30...
Wow, get out.
If you made 33, and Ant and I did about 15 minutes of your act Sunday, someone's got to do the math for us.
Yeah, I'll give
we
you...
We did 15
how
minutes...
How about $100 each, and we don't talk about it?
Okay. I'll do it too. Watch.
There you go. No. That's for you right there.
No, you just buy...
That's okay. Keep
what
it.
What a jacket.
Buy yourself some beer.
No, just buy the beer tomorrow at the Knick game, all right?
There you got it. That's
okay. That's fair.
For those of you that weren't there the night ONA were there, this girl Kristen was like, "I'm never gonna get on the show. Remember me? You know me. You know me." I'm like, "How do I know you?" She goes, "I'm Kristen, the girl that her name is Kristen." Right?
Yeah, yeah. We talked to her
she
on
goes,
Friday.
They thought I remember, and they hung up on me. Blah blah blah. I'll do anything to get on the show. And I'm like, "Really?" And then all of a sudden, from the corner of the room, I hear, "Hey, Jay, what does she look like?" And 250 heads turn and see the gorilla sitting to my left right here. They see Anthony, and they go, "How do you get recognized from the radio?"
It's the voice.
He's like, "Hey, Jay, what does she look like?" And they're just like, "It's got to be him." Enough with the drama. And then they go, "Hey, it's Anthony, everybody." And the place goes bananas. Then Opie comes up. The place goes bananas. Krabet's there. The place goes bananas.
Yeah.
So they're going absolutely bananas. The girl comes up on stage, whips out her jugs for like 50. I mean, she took them. I said, "Hey, don't do that like flip-flop baloney. Like, could you, you know,
pull those babies out.
Let them
air them out.
Let them air them out. There's no sweat under there. Get the sweat dry." I like, keep them out there for a while. She goes, "All right, as long as they get on the show." And she's like, "They're not going to let me on the show." I go, "Look, I know these guys. They're my boys. If they say you're going on the show, you're going on the show." She took them out. Those things... I mean, they were out for a long time. And then you guys go off stage, and I look at my watch, and I realize I have 45 minutes left.
To do.
And you just showed live
I just showed
boobage.
Live nude women.
How are you going to beat that? How are you going to beat that?
I go, "Opie and Anthony, wait for Ben, Kristen's breasts. I have 45 minutes. I'm going to die. They're going to kill me.
I'm dying, Opie."
Did you notice the looks to your right when we were doing that whole breast thing for like 5 or 10 minutes? There were a few couples that were just pissed.
Oh, no.
They're like, "We came here to see good, solid comedy, and there's Opie and Anthony trying to get this girl to flash."
Solid comedy, too.
Hell yeah.
There's something for everybody on a Jay Moore show. The funniest was on mine and Anthony's left. The whole side of the room was like, "Get out of the way! Watch out, Norton! I'm walking out
the door!" Yeah, we were in the way.
"She's taking them out, Norton, down in front!"
They lost their...
Yeah, they wanted to see.
It was like a table of like 50 people. It was like all one party. They lost... We thought they were cheering, so I look over to give them like the thumbs up, and they're like, "Move on! Get out of the way!"
Yeah, we're like the coolest guys in the world that we're going to get a girl naked for them to see, and they're really enjoying it. They're like, "This is great, these guys will..." And we turn in a split second to the two biggest a-holes. "Hey, these guys will..." "Hey, they're in the way. Get out of the way, you son of a bitch!"
These guys lost their minds.
Yeah. Kristen's on the line. Kristen.
Listen, I'm back.
Hey!
Hi, Jay.
Is this the Kristen?
I'm going to warn you. She's a bore, a bore on the radio.
Oh, please. Listen,
she wasn't
can
a
I
boring
actually
person.
Tell you what happened?
Yeah, go ahead.
Spaz puts me on hold, says he's going to get Rick. Next thing I know, I'm on the air. I had no idea that I was going on the air.
Oh, how about that? How come Spaz put a little sad face
and,
next to you?
Yeah, and it says, Jay is making this up. What's that about?
Oh, please. Like, I came... First of all, I said you knew me, and that was it. You said, let's see what she looks like, because you said I was good-looking, and they had been calling me
a cake. What, Spaz says that I'm making this up?
No, Kristen doesn't like your interpretation of the story, of the events that unfolded that Sunday night.
Your breast did not see daylight that evening?
Did I? I didn't say that was the lie. I said I wasn't saying I'd do anything to get on the show.
Well, you came on stage and showed your breasts.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fun-loving girl.
Because that was what you were going to do to get on the show?
For who?
For Opie.
For Jay.
I see. We'll have to discuss that off the air.
For Jay.
You're right. She is dull. Get rid of her.
Yeah, but Kristen, we got to let you go.
Oh,
yeah.
God. You got to stop.
Unless you're showing your cans. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We all have one special talent. Talk is wonderful for you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Such a diss. Goodbye.
Okay, yes.
We all have one talent. She goes, oh, that's not the way it happened. She did say, I can do anything. She said it.
Hell yeah,
she did. A club full of people saw that.
Because I remember my joke was, anything, really? No, I can't do anything with you. I'm married. And then I looked at her and went, no, but I'll fool it around. No. And I kept doing it. I did it like 10 times. Like, yeah. No, I can't. No, for real. Just meet me after the show.
But really.
I'm just joking. No, for real. I did it like 10 times because she said I'd do anything.
Roger, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was at the show Sunday night. Jay, you were friggin' awesome.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot.
It was terrific. I had the best time. And the funny thing is I took my girlfriend there, and we were one of the people to the right.
Yeah, because I saw some of those women to Jay's right when we were doing the boob thing were not happy.
Well, the funny thing is, first of all, I didn't think that girl was anything special. I mean, it was funny and all, but I was, like, looking at her like, you know, two deflated sweat socks on stage.
No.
I didn't like them too much. Okay, two
each
his own.
Well, you know what?
She was bragging a lot. I thought she was going to be...
To each his own. Yeah. Those were natural, and I really thought they were really fantastic.
No, but I'll tell you this, though. The thing is exactly what Opie said, that... you know, she was bragging a lot during the week, you know, prior to that, and all of a sudden she's there, and I was like, But the funny thing is that I was watching the show, and I was, like, laughing. All of a sudden I turned to my left, and my girlfriend is there, and she just got this face, and I'm like, oh, boy. Let me turn back and watch the show.
So you had to make pretend you weren't enjoying watching the rest. You're like, this is repulsive. You had your hand over your eyes and peeking through the middle.
Yeah, right.
All right, Roger.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thanks for the compliment, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I got to say, I was laughing my ass off. And two shows. You know something also? You did two shows that night.
That were completely different.
And yeah, different.
Except for the
bisexual tunnel story, but that was worth hearing a second time.
And walking, I have to do because they chant.
I like how you open with that.
Well, I have to because the second show, I lose my voice, so I got to do it first. Otherwise, there's no impression. I'm like, it's funny about your dog.
That doesn't sound like walking.
There's
no tail. That sucks.
The dog's tail.
Next time you come to town, I'm going to suggest everyone just stays for the two shows. Just make a big, huge party out of it.
Yeah.
Go to the bar and then get the second show.
$50 a ticket.
Oof. Next time, it's going to be 50?
Well, if it's two shows.
100% yeah, okay. Goes
you know
to
what
Jay
happened? The show, now we're talking. The show you guys were at, my Aunt Sally was at. And my Aunt Sally is a special ed teacher.
Yeah.
She's a real nervous Nelly.
And not a fan of the Opie and Anthony show we found
out. No, but it's not.
Wait, I got to say real
it's
fast.
It's not that she didn't think you're funny. It's that she's
no,
a real
that's
nervous
okay.
Nelly.
Right.
Overbearing.
But like, she made I got to tell people, Jay was really cool to us before the show. We're upstairs. He's introducing us to his, you know, members of his family and Winkler Bett and all that, and we meet Jay's aunt, and Jay goes, this is Opie and Anthony. She goes, hi. I don't listen to you guys.
Yeah, well, that's my family.
She made it clear, though, you know?
No, but she's honest.
I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, she doesn't shine, you know? She says, I don't, but that's how, you know, it's not her style.
Yeah.
She wasn't saying, I think you guys are bad.
Jay, trust me, we've heard a lot worse. It's
no,
fine.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny that she had to go out of her way.
She knows because my Uncle Donnie listens to you guys religiously.
Yeah,
so
he was really cool.
He had to turn it off when I was whipping Marco. He said he was working on a roof doing construction. He said it was so gay that
all, seven construction workers on a roof at once looked at each other and went, you know what, turn this off.
Yes, get this off.
I'm going to jump off the roof. But when I was, my aunt was at the show, and I told you she's like real prim proper, mm-hmm. and she's the best. But then I thought you guys would come to the second show. So I go, you know what, I'm going to go straight, clean, total, like the litter box, the kitty, the dog, yeah. all that stuff yeah. up front.
The litter box.
And then second fire. Show, I'm going to be, you know, it's all going to be about, you know, rims and I'm being careful.
Fur hoops.
Fur hoops and whale eyes and maps of Hawaii, you know? And but you guys all showed up at the same show, so I go up on stage, and I'm, like, trying to keep it clean for my aunt, and then I saw you guys in the corner. I said, you know what? My aunt's going to have to suck it up. I'm going to impress being Anthony a lot more than I can impress my aunt. My aunt will always be my aunt, but I like this open door policy up at 1027. So then I just started going, how many guys here like to eat blank. I remember my wife put her finger in my blank when she was blanking me. It was filled.
Did you see the look your aunt was giving you?
I didn't know where she was sitting, but then afterwards she goes, that was the best.
Oh, cool.
She loved it. I was like, well, if I knew you didn't care, I would have just let it all hang out.
Yeah.
You know, it was great actually looking at Wayne Krabet's face when you use Wayne in your act.
I was dying. Because I did it once at another club that wouldn't give me a door deal here in town. And I did that joke. I do a joke about my wife. How do I say this? Putting her finger.
I think people can figure it out.
Someplace while she's performing all the sex on me.
Sure.
And that's when I knew I wanted to marry her. And I go, you can't break up with a woman that does that, that puts her finger there, because she'll tell all her friends, and she won't say it was one finger, she'll say it was both hands, and she's clapping. And you were bending over, and you were enjoying it, you were going, and I just usually just pick a name like, oh, Lionel, but one show, Wayne was there, and so I go, Wayne, oh, Wayne.
You just got to see him shake his head.
Like,
and look.
A week later, I'm talking to him on the phone, he goes, dude, why you got to use my name in a show? So then when I knew he was there, I bent down, I was like, oh, Wayne.
And Wayne's just disgusted.
What did he do?
He was shaking his head, man.
Yeah, he looks up
defeated?
And he's like shaking
completely
his head. Like,
defeated?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Looking at you like you ass.
How hot is Amy? Oh, God. His girlfriend Amy.
No, I'm not saying
Glenn
anything.
Foley
beat
there.
The crap out of me.
No, Glenn Foley was there last night for the Jets and his wife.
Cool.
And, oh, God, she's beautiful, too.
Well, let's take a
all
break
the
here.
Jets have hot wives. You should see Vinny Testaverde's wife, Mitzi. Oh, hot, cute blood.
You believe that, Henry? A Jew broad in this day and age, prejudice against the Italians. A Jew broad, Henry. In this day and age, I'm trying to bang this broad, Henry. You want to help me out?
That was from the in-laws.
All right, we got to take a break. A ton of people want to talk to you about your shows down there.
Well,
in,
we should call Hackett.
Can we call Hackett? Yeah. We got to tell the Buddy Hackett story next.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Hey, can I just say for once, real fast, before we break?
Yeah.
It's so good to see you guys again.
We saw you 2 days ago.
I love you guys.
The best. Hey, we were doing Worst Of yesterday, and you heard Tourette's Warhouse?
I was on the toilet in my hotel room, and it actually made... It helped me. I was laughing so hard, and I could not believe. Let's listen to it. I'm listening to me laughing and talking about it. I was explaining it to Barry at the Brooklyn Diner.
Is this the first time you heard it? Yesterday?
No, yesterday. And Barry, my manager, he never heard it before. And I told him, I go, you don't understand how funny these guys are. You have no idea because it's working.
Well, he hates everything.
And our agent sucks, so we should talk after the show.
Yeah, really.
Barry can get you at the Comedy Cellar.
All right.
That seat's 80.
Half the glass chuckle hut in Peoria, Illinois.
Blast your balls up in Poughkeepsie. All right, let's play the Tourette's Warhouse.
Spongy chuckle hut.
And we'll be back with Jay Moore. Stay there.
Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm going to be in the Nevada area in about a week.
Uh-huh.
I got your pleasure menu.
Bean it.
Could you hold on a minute?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I have Tourette's syndrome, which makes it hard to communicate.
Oh, no problem. Okay. You need prices then?
Yes.
Okay, well, house minimum starts at $100, and that's for a basic one activity party.
$100? Wow, that's pretty cheap.
That's where the prices start, and then from there the sky's the limit, because all the ladies are independent contractors.
You don't think the girls would mind being with a guy with a...
That's no problem, hon. Handicap's no problem.
Oh, good, good. So I could come down and, you know, get a girl and climb aboard and start going, pa pa pa
Well, you have to come in and discuss that with the lady.
So for $100, could I put my head between her? Could I do that?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to discuss that on the phone. You have to discuss that with the lady, okay?
Oh, I just want to warn you that when I get in the room and things get hot and heavy, I can get a little wild, you know, when I get... Is that okay?
That's no problem, hon.
Oh, do you take the fees, a MasterCard?
Yes, we do.
Could I bring a muzzle so I don't clamp down on anything I shouldn't?
That's fine.
Do you think a girl would mind if when I start, she spanks me?
You have to come in and discuss with the lady.
Are they pretty women?
Very pretty.
This might sound...
Take your time, okay?
This might sound like a strange request, but... Do you have any girls that aren't that attractive, babe?
All of our ladies are very nice.
I have jungle fever. Do you have any girls?
We have black ladies, we have Asian ladies, we have Oriental ladies. It just depends. I have to go now because I'm very busy.
Do you have any? Do you have a dwarf?
No, we don't. Not at this time.
Because I saw a dwarf in a movie once, and it made me...
Goodbye, okay?
But wait a minute.
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face.
That'll leave a bruise.
1027 WNEW.
Anthony Fidelity Diamond.
Yes, the engagement ring specialist.
Yeah, guys, did you miss the deadline for getting engaged on Valentine's Day?
Uh-oh.
Congratulations.
They're talking to people that are truly in love here. Okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, if you really want to shock her, give her the ring this week.
Oh.
You want more action and you want Hummers? Go to Fidelity Diamond and get the ring.
What?
Supposedly, because the last time we said, you know, guys, if you get the engagement ring, you're going to get a Hummer?
Yeah.
10 guys called Fidelity Diamond to get their rings.
Diamond does equal Hummer. I would think so.
Just
sure.
You know, get the ring, mm-hmm. Get engaged, that's cool, and go to Fidelity Diamond because they're not going to rip you off. You know, they explain the whole process. They explain why a diamond is good and all that. They you can pick out the diamond, you know, and they'll take care of everything right in front of your eyes.
It's not set, so you can see the underside of the diamond. They teach you about it. Let you know. You educate you.
There's no trickery at Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist.
Right.
Jay Moore is doing like Three Stooges impressions in the hallway. He's distracting me. What I was going to say, though, you get the engagement ring at Fidelity Diamond, but make sure your engagement lasts a really long time because the Hummers definitely dry up after you get married, I believe. That's what all my married friends have told me over the years. So. Okay, here's the deal, too, Anthony. Buy your diamond engagement ring at Fidelity Diamond and get a platinum engagement ring setting for free. That's a $500 value. Jay, does the Hummers dry up after you get married?
No. My wife is, you know, Chris Rock said there's three kinds of women. There's one woman that don't do it. We don't need you. And there's women that do it just enough to shut you up. And the third kind of woman is the best. The woman who's never happier than when she's got that in her mouth.
Yeah.
Happens to the married one.
So which one is your wife?
My wife loves to do it.
All right. Very good.
She enjoys doing it.
With you or?
Who cares?
All right, call Tom Colasino, the president of Fidelity Diamond.
We're recovering from
Tom for a confidential appointment for Fidelity Diamond. 201-261-6555. That's 201-261-6555 for Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
WNEW. Yeah. Jay Moore in the studio. Hey, Jay, when are you going home, by the way?
I'll be in L.A. Like the 25th of the month of February, Black History Month, I like to call it.
Yes.
When do you
my
leave?
African brother.
When do you leave for good, though, as far as New York?
25th.
Oh, you're going to be in town until the 25th.
I'm going to Boston up at Faneuil Hall at the Comedy Connection.
Ah, Comedy Connection, yes.
I might be in Boston this weekend. I might go.
You should pop in.
I might be like a deadhead, just follow Jay around for a while.
Sell spaghetti out in the parking lot for money so you can go to the next town.
I'll be at the Boston. I sound like the stutter. Freaking ridiculous. That defied every law of comedy. When you broke into the Three Stooges and she didn't hang up on you, like, the fact that you're going, yeah, I think you actually said clang, 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 clang. And the fact that she didn't hang up just defied every... Every look.
That's why you got to break it to her early that I had a problem.
I had
to rest.
You have a bye-bye-bye. You have a muscle. I hate to clamp down on one of the girls. Hey, no, but I'll be at the Bostonians. So if you come up, give me a...
All right. We gotta get Bruins tickets or Celtics tickets.
Either or.
Anyone have connections in Boston? Really?
Nigga, please.
We don't want to be in, like, the nosebleeds, though. What kind of tickets?
Call Nomar.
Anthony, the limo driver.
Let me call Nomar.
What kind of tickets could you get us?
I'll try my best. Not the upper deck like the Mets, I promise. We'll try to get you in the lower deck.
This guy gives me tickets for a Met game. No. Dude, I don't think anyone has ever sat that high at Shea Stadium.
You with the Con Edison
kids.
He was
with the lights.
Yeah, pretty much.
Give the puck to Mario.
The sniper was right above him.
The Shea Stadium.
The sniper has been below him.
The planes are
flying. There's some hairs on a 727 from Opie's head.
I was going to say that we were so high up that, you know, when the planes flew over, I was ducking because I thought I was going to get hit. Thanks. Thanks for the picks, Anthony.
I was at the Garden once, and I was so high, I was actually looking down at the scoreboard.
Oh, no.
At a basketball game.
That's like, pretty bad.
One of, like, the Knicks, back in, like, 93, the Knicks-Bulls, like, the classic showdowns where Scotty would get the ball, and everybody would go, Scotty! I had to go, and I scalped them. It was, like, $200 each. And I go in, and the guy goes, "Is your counterfeit next?" I was like, Barry. He just, like, looked at it for, like, 1 second.
That happened to me, too.
And he just whipped them up.
Counterfeit
and, like,
next.
But what if they weren't counterfeit? What if the guy made a mistake? He just destroys them, right? Yeah. He goes, "Counterfeit next." And I'm, like, just standing there, and there's, like, a sea of humanity.
Then they send you down.
And you're nobody.
Playoff fever behind me. Like, I'm getting steamrolled. I'm like, but I...
They don't
care.
So now
I got to go back in the street and scalp them again. But, you know, Jersey guy, the first thing I'm doing is trying to find the original guy to beat the snot.
Of course.
But, you know.
Yeah, he's still hanging out.
Yeah, right. He's at Showworld in a buddy booth. Making the Aleutian Islands on the floor. I got to change it up. You guys think you're on my trail? You think you're right there. You think you got me and I slip away.
Hey, Patty, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, I just wanted to know.
This is let me explain to Jay more, okay?
Oh.
Jay, this is Patty the stalker.
Not a real stalker.
Who does she stalk?
Me.
Oh, he's a very handsome man, Patty.
She loves Opie.
I love everybody.
Wait.
I think that's what they said on Bill. Buddy Hackett said that line in the Abbott and Costello story. He said, "I love you, Lou." He goes, "I love you too. I love everybody." Well, people can't laugh when you're breathing in.
Yeah. When we call Buddy Hackett in a little while, could you talk to him as Buddy Hackett?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Ann, explain to Jay more, Patty, how she just happens to be always
around.
Yeah,
this is hysterical. She loves Opie, sends him cards for every occasion, writes little notes of congratulation when the ratings are good and everything.
Like, all
sounds like a pretty good fan.
It's so bad, all of a sudden it's like
a pour with a fizz?
That's a drug test.
Oh, is it?
I just leave it with any button. And
you're playing with Anthony's little machine on
but
Patty kind of forgets that it's
Patty,
like...
Shut up.
Patty forgets it's the Opie and Anthony show, so I get congratulatory, like...
No, she's totally stalking Opie. So then she just happens to always be within a block of this building. Doesn't matter.
She is all the way.
Yeah, where are you right
now?
I'm
a block away. I just visited Reynolds.
She's upstairs. Dan, that's her other excuse. She visits one of the guys that does the news at 10 wins.
In case you're
not kidding.
So now
she is upstairs.
Excuse me? I don't think so.
Have you ever seen her?
Oh,
Yeah, they bring her in just to make me really uncomfortable.
Excuse me?
Patty, like, supposedly has a friend upstairs that works for Wentz, and that's her excuse for getting in the building every day.
I go up to see Ronald, Opie.
What?
It's Patty. I want to come down and meet Jane Moore.
I was getting a haircut in Soho, and on my way back, I realized I was only 14 blocks from the C train, which gets off at Penn Station, which is only a 17 block path. We can sing together. We can't talk together.
Yeah, and Ronald's right next to me, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he just came in. He's back in. He's here.
Ronald.
Oh, sleep with
him. Listen to Ronald. All right, put Reynolds on the phone. Yeah. Reynolds can't understand why, like, she won't leave him alone.
Hey, what's up, man?
Reynolds.
Oh, not much.
How you doing?
All right.
So Patty came
Reynolds,
up to see you?
Reynolds, get that bitch out of there.
So, Reynolds.
Yeah. Enough's enough.
How many times has she seen you in the last week?
Well, I've been real busy.
Yeah.
So, but she's been, what's today, Tuesday?
Yeah.
So, only yesterday.
So you constantly hear Reynolds' name on 1010 Wins, by the way. I think that's why she's stalking you.
I think so.
Because you have name recognition.
What's your last name, Reynolds?
Joseph.
Reynolds Joseph.
Reynolds Joseph.
They say it on Wins all the time.
Yeah. Reynolds Joseph.
Leave the last S out for savings.
It's just Reynolds.
Yeah, there's only one.
Like Reynolds rap. Oh, no, that's with the S. Hey, so you love when Patty comes and visits you, right?
Yeah, it's a diversion.
It's a kinky diversion.
Now, Jay doesn't know what Patty is like or looks like, so I guess we're going to send her down. Put it this way, Jay. She would win a Joey Ramone lookalike contest. Swear to God. Swear to God.
Look at that.
Maybe Joan Jett.
She's, yeah.
That was a good one.
Look at that.
Ah, right, listen. No, we're not getting
into that. Days.
We're not getting into that today. But
why not, Diamond Duster?
Shut up.
Diamond Duster.
Give me my money for appearing on your stage.
No, why don't you turn it down?
Okay, I'm going to send it down.
All right, hold on, Reynolds. Okay. So what's the deal with Patty Reynolds?
No S. Reynolds.
No Reynolds.
So what? Now that she's away from the back of the bank.
Wait, now she. Wait, this is the best one. Reynolds could talk when she leaves. Now, Reynolds, tell us the truth about Patty.
Is she stalking you?
No, unfortunately, we went to high school together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Look at that. You end up.
Is she an info?
News guy at 1010 Wins.
And she ends up French fry girl at McDonald's.
Is she an info?
No.
No. She's not even like a good stalker.
No, that's the problem.
No, this is the kind of stalker that, like, if you say the wrong thing, she'll probably be there with a high-powered rifle to take you out when you leave the building.
She's coming down.
She reads books in our courtyard outside the building. When I arrive to work, I'm like, oh, hi, Patty, how are you?
Yeah, you walk in to
that's
the door, and she's sitting
really
there.
That's really creepy.
Oh, it's wait till you see her.
All right, well, she's right outside the studio. Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Reynolds. Go write some news.
I will.
All right, thank you, Reynolds.
Good luck to you guys.
Reynolds Joseph.
1010 Wins.
I love when people add an S to a name for no reason, like
Reynolds.
I'm trying to be like, did you see Spike Owens last night?
Uh oh.
All right.
Up to the microphone.
It's Mark
Hello,
David.
Patty.
It's Mary David Chapman.
I'm not a stalker.
Why is she holding Catcher in the Rye?
The favorite book of all stalkers.
Since high school.
I've read that book since I shot John Lennon.
Excuse me. I don't have to read it. I read it 500 times.
You got
I know
balls.
It by heart.
You got balls making fun of her in person.
Hey, come on.
Opie's trembling. Look at his hand. He's actually shaking.
Yeah. Patty, I think Opie needs a hug.
No, we're not doing the hug.
I think Opie
we're not,
needs
you let Marco
a hug.
Kiss you.
He just decided we're not doing the hug.
We're not doing the hug thing today.
I took more fan stuff over the weekend.
Listen, dude, what was his name?
At my live show, people were going, fag, Marco. And then one of my friends, Billy Mack, the cop, he downloads all the pictures from the unofficial website.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Marco kissing you.
Yeah.
I know.
And everyone's going, you're a bag. You whipped the gay guy.
Marco nailed him, man. Right when the flash went off, he leaned over and kissed Opie on
Marco's
the cheek.
And Marco's face is blacked out because he didn't want to be recognized.
Yeah, but my face doesn't want to be recognized.
Thank you.
Could they black out my fence, face? I don't want to be recognized.
You can black out your fence, too.
Fence, sorry.
Sims?
All right, you know what?
Black out the fence.
Black out the fence.
Chalk up the fence.
Chalk it up, Norton. Hey, Patty. Have you ever met a Hollywood star before?
No.
Oh, I believe you need to give Jay a little hug.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on. Take her headphones off. Go hug
Patty, what movies have you seen that Jay's been in?
Not
It came out like about a year ago or something.
Which one, Go?
I don't remember.
I liked it.
I mean, I've seen him in a couple things. He gets little bit parts and stuff.
Don't get excited.
Oh, my God.
But I can't remember. It isn't three lines. Something about Mary. It's something else.
Where he kisses the Scott Wolf? When he kisses the guy?
Yeah.
Go?
Yeah. The yellow Miata?
Go.
Yeah? All right, you want to give Jay a hug? When's the next time you're going to get to hug a Hollywood star? Go ahead. Take your headphones off. Let's go.
Here's oh, no.
Rick, take your headphones
off. You know what?
I'll
do it just for the website.
Okay. All right, Patty the stalker.
Team player I am.
I'll do it just for the website.
Grab her ass.
All right, Patty.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Patty is getting to meet Jay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, exciting and new.
How did that feel, Patty?
Your hair smells delicious.
Oh, thank you. I just
That's
washed.
Good. Gee, your hair smells terrific. You just washed it?
It's
Wednesday.
It's good. I'm all wet.
Hey Patty.
Thank you, Jay. I'm all wet now. I'm leaving a trail like a slug.
Hey, Patty, Mohawk or Triangle?
Oh, my God.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like Don King's head in a leg lock.
He's funny.
He's funny, right? Good.
When you have to give Sean Lennon his glasses back?
What?
When you have to give Sean Lennon his glasses back?
Excuse me? Yeah, I don't know. By the way, who won the eye procedure? Because I entered the contest.
No, huh? You didn't win. Some other guy won.
Place, they gave you the sweater.
So, yeah, Patty, what does it look like?
Surplus, a chess king.
What does it look like when you pull your drawers down? Is it Fidel Castro eating a London broil?
It's a black cat with his throat slit.
Nothing that you've ever seen before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
She had a patch of gray.
Is that it? Is it gray? Maybe it looks like Phil Donahue's head in a leg lock.
Oh, I saw Marlo Thomas today.
Did you? Where?
I met Martin Bregman, the producer of like every Al Pacino movie ever.
Yeah?
General meeting, and I'm walking out, and she's sitting on the couch. And I was like, man, what am I meeting these people for? I should just get the part, you know? And then I'm leaving Marlo Thomas is sitting there.
Wow. Was she auditioning for something?
I guess. Or meeting, I guess.
Are you going to give us a part, Jay?
Yeah, right. We want you guys to play wacky DJs.
Yeah, we'll just be in the background.
Just be ourselves. Better yet, even just it'll be like out of a car radio.
Yeah.
You'll be driving somewhere.
You'll be like the Mad Dog in Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah. Out
of it, they lose four games in the best 7 seasons. Go back to the phone, get Bruce and base. Hey, Bruce, how are you? pretty good, Mad Dog. Prove it out. Let's take a break. Those guys have a commercial every commercial. We're back on the fan. Mike and the Mad Dog will be back after this. Long time listener, first time caller. Isn't everybody?
Oh, my God.
Every game that the Reds win, the Mets will get tight. We'll be back after this. Strawberry will break out. Guerrero is going to break out.
Remember when the Dodgers had all those guys you couldn't pronounce? Like,
Strawberry will break out. Guerrero will break out.
Yeah, he's got that lisp. You're on radio with a speech impediment. That's great.
Patty's words from Toronto.
Don't forget, after us, stay tuned for Nick's update with Droopy Dog.
You know what? Patrick Ewing sucks. He looks like Dionne Warwick. She shouldn't have done that.
Patricia Ewing. I like that Patrick dumps his wife for a Nick City dancer. Wait. There's a guy. There's a choice. Let me see. This is the woman that knew me when I was illiterate in high school. Yeah.
Illiterate.
This is a woman that knew me when I was selling fruit in Cambridge. The woman that taught me what speed stick, that you don't actually eat it. I thought it was like a push-up from the Good Humor. Has my children... I make $18 million a year. Let me stick it to a 4-foot ugly girl up close. Because I don't know if you see those dancers. Like, they're really hot from far away, but I go to, like, Laker games, and I'm in the tunnel, and I see them walking by. I'm like, woof.
What happened?
To just little, like, chain-smoking, freckly, 4-foot midgets.
Well, Patty, are we done with Patty?
Patty, what is your goal as far as the whole Opie obsession?
Yeah.
What? I'm not obsessed. I love this.
No. I'm not obsessed.
You turned it off on me.
I didn't turn it off.
Every time I reach for it, Opie turns it off.
No, it's
very off. Shagadelic.
It's look at her glasses, mate.
Very shagadelic.
Commenting on Patty's glasses. Very good.
Shall we shag now or shall we shag later? Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hey, Patty, would you like Jay to put a bullseye in your bullseye
no,
on your ass?
No.
Oh man!
I only do that to men.
Oh, all right.
Well, that tells me her ass would be hairier.
Well, Patty, good segment. Thanks for coming by.
Yes.
You're gonna. How is Reynold?
Reynold's fine.
Fine. Yeah. Oh my God. Can we like you know?
Out.
Yes.
Come on,
Chop, chop.
Anthony's ready to throw it up.
Have a good day, Patty.
Bye, Patty.
Where are you going?
You're going bowling.
You're
great.
Going bowling.
I'm on a league.
You're on a league? What are you, a pin? Hey, Patty.
No.
Patty, what are you looking at?
Your crotch, Opie.
No, she looks right through you.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
She's an hourglass figure, but there's only 20 seconds left. Patty, even you laughed at that one. That's a good line, right? I came over and hugged you. I like you, Patty. It's these guys, they think you're a mess. I think they'd rather have that crazy opera guy in here than...
Yeah,
opera man.
We're trying to get him on the show. It's either Jay Moore or the opera guy.
I'd rather have the opera
Patty.
Guy.
Bye,
Patty.
Bye, Patty.
So long, Patty.
Say hi to Ronald.
She's got a nice little figure.
You know, you like a dumper? You were looking at a dumper?
No, I had to say something positive as she left so she wouldn't stab me. Helter Skelter.
Hey, there's someone that went to your show that's a little pissed off. Dana.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Hi, guys.
You went to the Jay Moore show on, what, Thursday?
Yes, I did.
And what's the problem?
Well, first of all, I think he's awesome, and I left my 5-month-old with 103 fever to go see him. I think he's awesome.
Can you say negligent parenting?
Wow.
Yes, I was.
Social services took your kid, and then what?
Exactly.
This is the Sims.
It's the Sims, yeah. I was controlling your life the other night.
Jay, you are awesome, except up until the point where you got to the mermaid and the algebra joke, and you picked on Whippany.
What?
No, I didn't. First of all, that wasn't my joke.
But you picked on Whippany.
What? No, I might have mentioned Whippany.
Yeah.
I don't know Whippany from Adam to actually stand there and make fun of it. Are you from Whippany?
Yes, I am.
What did I say specifically?
Well, you were talking about the algebra, and then you were, God, you know, now I can't remember. See, I closed
so
the
yell
at you, now I can't remember. But you were just making fun of us.
No, that's false.
No.
I don't make fun of people. I told you in my act. I don't do that. I hate when comics make fun of the audience. I hate when you're in the front row.
Well, I was in the audience that wasn't talking back to you. I refused to answer your question.
So what was the problem,
Dana? No, don't tell me out.
What?
All right, Jay, you're awesome. Going to hang up before they get me out.
What? Dana. Ah, she went.
We'll be back with more of the 72nd Annual Oscar Award.
Every time, you know,
she was on to it, though.
Yeah,
I know exactly what she's talking about. There was an algebra. I was doing
the algebra joke is hilarious.
I was doing that joke, and I go, you don't need algebra. You know who needs algebra? Algebra teachers. And some lady screamed, and I looked down, and she was an algebra teacher.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know what algebra is? It's what a mermaid wears. And the place just... Exactly.
Algebra. Okay.
But I didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't right away.
I'm in, like, crazy comic mode. I'm, like, going, what? Yeah. She goes, algae... Bra, and I go, comedy's not easy, is it, lady? You know? I go, you tell that to the kids, huh? What are you teaching algebra in second grade? And then, so that's what she's talking about, the mermaid. She goes, then you did your mermaid bit.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. The school teacher did it.
All right.
Is this people get so freaking confused?
Is this the famous Ingrid?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, Ingrid. Hold on.
Ingrid, you were so popular. Every show I did, somebody was going, Ingrid.
Every guys, take it out. Wow. Wax it up.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break.
Get Mr. Grog's sex wax and start chalking up your board. Chalk your board up.
Chalk it up,
Norton.
Chalk it up, Norton. I'm taking it out. All right, Ingrid.
Yeah.
Hold on, okay?
All right.
We're going to talk to Ingrid next. She's the 19-year-old bisexual.
We got to call Hackett.
And we got to call Buddy Hackett. There's lots to do on the show today. Jay Moore in the studio.
In the house.
God, when is he going to go home?
Oh, man.
Listen to you.
Don't get in my head. I'll be embarrassed now, and I won't come back.
No. We'll be back. Stay there.
Oh, BNN today.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Don't forget, weirdo.
1027 WNEW. Okay.
Anthony. You guys sometimes, like, piss me off, okay?
1027 WNEW.
All right, we're back. Jay Moore in the studio again today. He's wheeling and dealing while we're trying to pay some bills there, Anthony.
That's all right. It's pretty funny.
Letting us in.
Shush.
Nah, I'm not saying anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
You assholes.
The private world of Jay Moore.
Kind of fun.
Nothing for Bette-esque.
No. All right, you want to talk to Ingrid?
Well, you guys got Courtney? I met Courtney.
You want to say hi to Courtney? You gave her tickets last week on our show,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, that's the girl that you guys thought was a hog.
Yeah, I thought we had a relationship.
Shut up.
Hey,
come on.
Why? What happened?
Hey, Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney. Hey, what's up?
Is this Courtney that I met?
Yeah, this is her.
You guys dumped her last week. I was when I called you guys, and she was on the phone because you thought you should.
Oh,
lying,
yeah, that's right.
Voice.
Yeah.
Because what?
Because what? You tell her, Courtney.
Yeah, you
what,
tell her.
What, last week?
Yeah, they dumped you because they thought what?
No, they never dumped me.
Well, you were on the air with us, and then Jay called. We blew you off so we could get an update from Jay or something.
Oh, yeah. No, it was, you had me moaning for him, and then he was getting off the phone.
Yeah.
And I got the tickets, and then you just put me on hold so I could talk to someone. So I didn't really talk to you guys for a while.
You told me when you came backstage that they dumped you because they thought you were lying about your looks.
What? No, I didn't.
Look, I don't drink. I don't do any drugs. All I do is I tell jokes. I'm not high. I remember what you told me.
Right.
I know I didn't do a mermaid joke.
But they didn't.
Anyway, Courtney's pretty hot, and she's got a very, you know, they called Barkley the round mound of rebounds? She's got very round mounds, and I would like to rebound.
Nice, Jay.
Those things are gigantic. How do you harness those things?
Yeah, what size are you, Courtney?
She's a double D.
Yeah?
No, 36C, like a full C.
A full C.
You were resting your chin on them. You were pushing them up. The miracle
nice.
Bras for A cups, honey.
You know what we should play today? Bra bingo.
Oh, what's bra bingo?
We make up these little bingo cards with bra sizes, and we play a game of bra bingo. We have the girls call in with their bra sizes. It's a good little game, Jay.
Only we're playing for money.
Yeah, we can play for money.
Yeah, that's what we got to do.
All right, Courtney.
All right.
Did you enjoy your show, Courtney?
Yeah, it was great. It was actually the second time I saw him. I saw him at Florida State like a year and a half ago.
8,000 students, standing ovation, got it on video.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it's hard for a white guy to get a standing ovation,
especially in Florida.
You know, he said the same thing last night.
Tell him, Barry.
I don't know if this... Oh, it's black audiences stand right up.
Yeah, they stand right up. It's unbelievable.
This is Barry Katz, my manager, who's been fired by some of the biggest names.
Really?
Yeah, you know...
Jim Brewer, Dave Chappelle.
Brewer fired you?
Oh, they all cut him loose.
Wow.
Is this my resume?
Well, Courtney, anything
how
else?
Is a white guy going to stand
white guy, I've only
no,
seen
that's
like...
that's about it. I wanted to call in, and I actually wanted to thank you guys for the tickets.
Up. All right, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Thanks
bye.
A lot.
Nice to you.
All right.
Bye.
Let's just get the... you got to hear his voice, because Anthony be doing an impression of it.
Thanks. No, like I've been in comedy 20 years. There's only been like 5 standing ovations I've ever seen by a white guy in front of a white audience. It rarely happens. You get black guys, they get standing ovations.
Wow, he does sound very Jewish.
Hey, Papa. Hey, boss. It's Barry.
All right, let's talk to Ingrid. See what's going on in her world since we last talked. Ingrid!
Yeah?
How are you?
Hi.
19-year-old bisexual female.
Hey, Mohawk.
Hi.
Ingrid, every show I did, somebody screamed your name out in the audience. I'm not making that up.
Really?
Yeah, and I was hoping, I was praying that you were there.
No, I didn't get to go.
That's all right. You saw that anyway.
Yeah. I was in Connecticut this weekend, so... And I get to go.
That's how sexy that voice is.
Now, you haven't had sex with that loser, right? Since Jay told you not to have sex with him.
No, actually, you know what happened?
Why?
Yesterday, he went to go see his girlfriend for Valentine's Day, and so me and Kristen were here, you know, doing our thing.
What's
and
the thing?
Oh, hold on! You can't just like say doing our thing.
What were you guys doing?
The doing our thing part of your phone call's got to last 20 minutes.
Well, you know, we got each other presents and stuff. Like, we went out shopping, and we bought each other, like, lingerie and stuff. And,
wow.
Her and her lesbian roommate.
You brought her lingerie, she brought you a black guy.
So, you know, we did, like, the little... We gave each other the presents, and we did a little modeling thing for each other, and, you know, we just ended up...
Wasp.
having full-out lesbian sex again.
Really?
Yeah, of
course. Bumping donuts.
Valentine's.
Did you get to the whale eye?
Huh?
Did you get to the whale eye?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Take it out. Who's with you now?
Nobody, actually. I'm all alone.
Order takeout and just whoever shows up or something.
Oh, you want a food?
Hey, that's a great idea. Order a pizza and then just, like, go to the door naked and see what he does.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be real interesting when he, like, kills her.
Right.
And it's Opie, Anthony, and Jay Moore's fault.
I know what you're talking about.
But,
we had a relationship. There's more inside jokes
going through here. That was great stuff while we were doing commercials. All right, Ingrid, go ahead.
All right. So I guess Paul went to go see his girlfriend, and it turns out that she had heard him on the radio the other day, and she broke up with him.
Ah,
on Valentine's
good.
Day.
He deserves it.
So
now he's looking.
He came home, and he walked in on us again, and he tried to get in on it, and I wouldn't let him.
Yeah. Bravo. All right, you're a smart girl, see?
I forbade you for doing so, right?
I know. That's why I did it.
This guy, we should update the Big Jew. This girl's having lesbian sex with her roommate. There's two girls and a guy. It's like Three's Company.
Is she shaved into a Jewish star?
No. Can you shave into a Jewish star, Ingrid?
Huh?
Never mind. Nice talking to you.
All right, there were handcuffs involved and full-out lesbian sex.
And the boy roommate walks in who's straight, and he did not have sex, like, caught them on the couch, like,
one was handcuffed, both naked.
Ingrid, also the bisexual, said she wouldn't have minded having sex with him, and he didn't do anything.
He went in the other room and just started beating his meat.
He didn't join in.
And so I told her, and then he started talking like, well, yes, I'll do it the next time.
He goes, oh, the next time. It's like, I'll catch Halley's Comet the next time.
Right.
Like, he didn't understand it doesn't happen twice. So we made sure it didn't happen twice. Ingrid has been forbidden.
A moratorium on heterosexual sex for Ingrid.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Ingrid?
Yeah.
Mm. And Ingrid, you're all right with that, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm all right. Well, you know, I wouldn't mind having a guy, but...
No, we got plenty of guys here.
Yeah, there's plenty of guys that'll throw you the banging of your life.
All right.
Ingrid.
The limo driver wants to give you his tuna can.
are you naked right now?
No, I'm in boxer shorts and a little...
Oh, boxers.
Baby t-shirt.
Jesus Christ.
Can you masturbate for us?
Does it have a little opening, the boxer shorts there at the front? Are you wearing any panties under them?
No.
Touch it.
All right.
Hey, can you rub...
touch it.
Can you rub the phone up and down your
mohawk?
Thank you.
Let's do it. Let's hear some kind of stubble.
You're being serious.
Yeah, of course you are. Everything we do on the show is serious.
I think you guys really turn Ingrid on.
Yeah, you do.
All right, get the phone down
there. Let's rub it.
Okay.
And go back and forth.
Okay.
But make it good so we can hear, like, the prickly hair.
Yeah.
Holes in the phone.
Okay. Yeah. Hello?
Go ahead.
Kind of like that Gillette commercial.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a little. A little more. Yeah, because Ann was talking. I was just getting into it.
And I'm not done yet.
Yeah, get the phone in your pants again.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
You can tell where the rough ends. You notice?
That's great.
Kind of like...
It goes from rough to green. Rough, fairway, green.
How big is your phone?
How big is my phone?
Yeah.
Normal size.
You're not going there, are you,
You might. I might.
Hey, which part of the phone did you use, by the way?
Which part of the phone?
Yeah, the part you're talking to? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. God. How many guys want to make a call off of that phone?
Just know yourself.
When your girlfriend comes home, do you say you've been on the phone all day?
What are you doing? Just warming up your dinner.
Wow. That's pretty good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how horny are you right now because you're talking to Opie and Anthony?
10.
Oh my God.
9 or 10,
Could you, slide those boxers off?
I cut to the chase. You're stuttering.
No, slide.
Yeah, I could do that.
I think you already are a little bit.
So you can tell what the ass is like if she takes the boxes off, puts the phone near her ass, and smacks her ass. You can tell by the sound.
Anthony,
whether it's a tight ass
you.
Or...
I underestimated you.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
You'll hear the echo if it's a flabber.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Big ass. We've had this argument before.
All right, let's take the boxes off.
At 19, Jay, there's plenty of years left for it to get big. At 19, it's got to be like a snare drum.
Boom, 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 boom. Got to be like Jerry Lewis's hair.
Like the smallest tom-tom on Neil Peart's drum kit. The one that goes... Where he goes... Like the little one.
Don't fool around with Neil Peart. I'm serious. He's a genius. Don't mess with Neil Peart. He's brilliant.
It's terrible about the cancer and him dying, right? You heard about that?
What?
Like 15 years ago, Neil Peart's dying of cancer, man.
No, that was Neil Young with the throat cancer.
They all had it.
Okay. You know,
listen, they all miraculously
Ingrid,
got cured.
Yeah.
Where are we right now? Are we naked?
I am half naked.
All right. You're bottomless?
Yeah. Man.
Could you do some kind of rhythm thing, like a little with the bush and then wah, wah with the butt? Get some kind of rhythm going.
Like, we will rock you.
Yeah. You know, something like that.
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay.
So the muff would be the...
Yeah.
And the butt would be the...
Okay. How many times?
Just keep going.
Up to the chorus.
Oh, I won't be able to hear you.
Don't worry, as long as we can hear you.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Okay. That is one tight ass.
Yeah, wait a minute. You got.
That is a tight ass.
Put that phone closer to the ass and just smack the ass.
Okay.
We got to hear that.
Smack it like five times in a row.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, listen to that. That's way up there.
What do you weigh, 80 pounds?
That's nice. Right, that's like she's just slapping a pelvis
bone. Her tailbone is sticking out. She's like a slea stack.
No, I'm a very curvy girl.
All right, let's replace the phone with your hand now. Little spank on the butt with your hand, just to get the full effect here.
Okay.
Hey, get the phone down there.
That's what she was doing.
Get the phone.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, I thought you said you. I thought she was hitting herself with the phone.
No.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's good.
Ingrid, I want you to be very. It's Jay. I want you to be very honest with me.
Uh huh.
Since we've been talking.
Yeah.
You have been touching yourself, haven't you?
A little, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I know. You've been touching the little man in the boat.
Yeah.
Playing a little three knuckle shuffle. Rubbing the lamp to see if the genie pops up. Little DJ Kid Caprice. Do it for real. Come on, do it.
Don't forget the turkey pop-up timer thing.
Yeah. Ingrid, what turned you on?
What?
What turned you on about these two? What is it about this show that gets you so hot that you
cry? I like their voices.
Oh, yeah. Ingrid.
We got the Barry White going, don't we?
Yeah. He's got great voices.
You know, as soon as she said that, we all brought it down.
I like Anthony's voice.
Ingrid, baby. Yeah. Yeah, you're a dirty girl, aren't you?
A little.
Aren't you? A little bit?
Yeah.
More so, though, you'd like to be a lot dirtier than you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you live? You live in Long Island, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, then let me cut to the chase. Ingrid?
Yeah.
We got a limo here, Jay, if you need.
I'm a millionaire, Ingrid.
Yeah, you are.
He's a Jew broad from Long Island.
In this day and age, pretty skin's Italian. I'm trying to find this boy, Henry. You want to help me out?
Rub it, Ingrid. Do the right thing, Ingrid.
Yeah. All right, put the phone down there and do whatever you want to do. Let's just listen in.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, God.
Quiet. Boy. Let's be
this
quiet.
Is the one that made me hit the retard bus.
Actually, you want the phone by your mouth, don't you?
No.
Shut up, big Jew.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
She was going to town. It was getting wetter and wetter.
Bell Atlantic. Yeah. I like that.
All right, Ingrid, you're well endowed, right?
Yes.
Could you give us, like, a motorboat?
She's a big penis?
Yeah, I got about 7.5.
Do you know what a motorboat is?
No.
You got to put your, like, lips between your breasts and kind of...
Oh, let's not make her a 5-year-old now. That's fun. How do you go from rubbing the mohawk to like goofy party tricks? Ingrid, pull my finger. Ingrid.
That was pretty hot.
Ingrid, do you like comedy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to do a private show for you, I think.
Please?
Oh, God.
So he is going to want 100% of the door.
Yeah.
I want 100% of that door.
Yeah.
Back door. 7 o'clock show at Ingrid's.
I ain't going out to Long Island.
Ingrid, come on into the city.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ingrid, why are you not here tomorrow?
I don't have a ride.
We have a limousine courtesy of...
Anthony, get on.
Vital limo.
She's in. Top notch. We'll pick her up tomorrow. She's in, and Jay, you're in, too.
I can't be in. No, in that sense of the word.
Hold on. There's a girl that's freaking out.
Why?
Sue.
Hello.
What's wrong? All right, hold on.
Hold the phone.
We had to dump out of that, Sue. Sue, you were, what, pleasuring yourself listening to Ingrid?
Absolutely.
And you finished the job in 3 minutes.
I finished the job.
What, 3 minutes as you're driving?
Women are the best.
As I'm driving on 280.
They can just crank one out whenever they want. They lean up against the washing machine the right way and they crank one out.
Yeah, they're fine.
Well, Ingrid, you're turning on everyone, guys and girls out there.
I know.
Yeah. Ingrid, if you come in here and you're ugly, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to punch you right in the face.
That's why I don't know if we want her in here, man. It's going to wreck the fantasy.
Ingrid, are you hot? Be very honest.
Yeah, I think I've been told so, yeah, by lots of people. I mean,
but if it's right before they go in, they might just be saying that.
What do they say after they orgasm?
What? No, I can't describe myself, but like, I have big brown eyes, I've got full lips. I'm Swedish.
So does Patrick Ewing.
Dionne Warwick.
You're Swedish.
Yeah.
Nice. Sue?
I want to know how many people are crashing their cars right now.
Yeah, you think Ingrid's got it going on again today, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the name of the limo company?
Hold on.
Top Notch Limo might have to pick up Sue, too, and you guys could bump donuts on your way here.
Oh, definitely.
All right, hold on.
Listen to that, Sue. You got a date.
Now we got Leanna on the line as well. Leanna, what's the problem?
I want to hear Anthony talk dirty to her so I can get off while I'm driving home.
Whoa.
Ladies love Anthony.
You like the dirty girl
Anthony
voice.
Anthony does this great dirty girl voice thing.
Yeah,
please, Anthony, please.
Girls love it. Why? Because you're a dirty girl, aren't you?
Oh, good. Yeah. I love that.
You like being bent over, don't you?
Yeah.
Get somebody bending you right over the dresser in the bedroom and just slamming your ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like that. You're dirty. You want to get on your knees and just pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure. Because you want me to pull the hair out of your head, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I'll flip you over, just grab your ponytail as I smack your ass. Beat that ass because you are such a dirty girl, aren't you? Yeah. But don't worry, there's some rewards to being a dirty girl. Yeah. Going south on you. There we go. You're filthy. You dirty, dirty girl.
And then I'll punch you in the uterus. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna slap you.
Oh, man, why'd you do that?
So close.
That ruined it.
That was just payback for when I was in junior high. Finally getting some back.
You're just like me.
Well, Leanna, did you enjoy? You enjoy that?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
All right. Don't crash your car on the way home. All right.
I'm trying not to.
Don't be a retard bus like I did when I first listened to Ingrid.
Sue, any last thoughts there?
Tell Ingrid I've got to meet her.
Say that.
I've got to meet Ingrid.
All right. We're going to hold on the line, okay?
Yep.
We're going to try to set
up. The limo can fit 10 people.
Yeah. Sure. We're going to set up Sue and Ingrid. You want to get
That's
set up with a girl?
Yeah, sure.
Will your girlfriend get mad?
She's not my girlfriend. She's just like
She's the girl
my,
I go down
just,
on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she's
lesbian
chick. We're,
she's just my roommate that I bump donuts with.
How
old
is Sue?
Yeah, Sue, how old are you?
70.
Sue?
29.
29.
Oh, yeah. 10 years older.
You like the older women, Ingrid?
Sometimes,
that'd be okay.
Yeah.
I think Sue could teach Ingrid a thing or two.
Yeah.
I'd probably teach her a thing or two, too.
Oh, a little challenge.
Hold on. Let me get them back here.
Challenge.
I had to go.
We got to know what Sue looks like, too.
I had to get rid of the bad phone. Sue, what do you look like? Yeah.
5'5".
Mm-hmm.
132 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Double D breath.
Okay.
You can't laugh when you're breathing in.
We weren't breathing for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
We held our breath.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, no. We could take a few pounds off that. Okay.
That's very good.
Do the math. Okay. Do you consider yourself hot, Sue?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I think I'm pretty.
You think you could teach Ingrid a thing or two?
After hearing her, she might be able to teach me a thing or two.
I think it'd be sexier to see the 19-year-old pin the 29-year-old down and let him be like, you're my little bitch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm 19, and I'm going to make you my little bitch.
All right, hold on. Another girl wants the dirty voice. Barbara?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, God, I finally got through to you. Anthony, I love you. Your voice is...
The girl's freak when he does this.
Oh, my God.
The most ridiculous thing in the world.
I'm sitting right next to him. I have an erection that goes away when he goes.
Exactly.
I have an innie. If I get an erection, I'll get a stomach ache.
Oh, my God. Anthony, you're just beautiful. You are gorgeous.
Well, I'm not going to do anything for you.
Why not?
Because I'm being a holdout.
What are you going to hold out for?
I'm no slut.
If you saw me, you wouldn't hold out, baby.
Really?
Yes.
Anthony, you're a
man.
You would not hold out if you saw me.
Filthy girl.
I promise. Oh, my God.
Dirty.
Stop. You're going to make me orgasm on the floor.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to pull those pants down. What kind of underwear you wear?
Tongs, baby.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to lay you down on the bed, and right when I get my face at ground zero, first thing I'm going to do, I'm barely going to touch it with my lips, and then just kind of let some hot breath go over your vital. How's that
feeling?
Yes,
you're
dirty.
Good.
You're a dirty girl, aren't you?
Oh, my God.
Then I'm going to rip them off with my teeth.
Well, what are you going to do with your tongue? You're going to use that too,
God.
Huh?
Yeah. Like you've never had before, I'm going to do that. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a spade shovel and cave your skull in. And I'm going to bury you out back with the rest of the dirty whores.
No, you can't do that to me.
That's it.
Right. I love you guys. You guys are great.
Thank you, Barbara.
Take care.
All right, if Sue's still listening, she hung up. We need her phone number, okay? Ingrid, I guess we got to let you go for now, huh?
Okay.
Rick's going to talk to you.
All right.
We're going to try to get you in here, maybe get a bunch of girls for you to choose.
All right.
That's what we need. I mean, because Ingrid is one of those special lesbians.
Yeah.
She wants to come in
I'm
and do it.
I'm not a lesbian. I'm bisexual.
Wow. But you're going to be a lesbian for a day.
I'll
you're
be
one
a
of the,
for
you're
a
one of those special bisexual ladies. So we're going to have you come in, and we're going to just line up like 10 or 12 girls that want to be with you, and you get to pick who you want.
Oh, excellent.
And then you get like 15 minutes on the couch, the lesbian couch.
All right.
All right, hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
There she goes. Ingrid, we love Ingrid. All right, we got to take a break.
Smorgasbord for her.
We got to take a break. I think we're going to call Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, let's talk to Buddy.
We got to tell everyone about Buddy Hackett at Rascals. Jay calling Buddy Hackett in between shows, making us all laugh.
That was funny, man.
And we'll get him on the line next. Stay there. Anthony Rockaway Betting.
Ah, I love Rockaway Betting.
Me too.
Jay Moore loves Rockaway Betting. They both got beds.
Queen size bed, 65% off. That means you get a $2,000 bed for $850.
Unbelievable. Name brand Sealy, Certus, Stearns and Foster. Like Jay said, it prices up to 65% off. Rockaway Betting, what do they got? 130 stores throughout New York, New Jersey.
It's a lot of stores.
Do what I did. I went down to one of the stores, one of the conveniently located stores.
No doubt. A lot of stores.
Tried out the bed.
65% off.
You lay down on the bed. You check it out. You feel, ooh, that feels good. That's the kind of support I need.
Rockaway Betting.
Do you make any like humping movements just to see how it's going to go?
I actually had sex on the bed in the store.
With me.
With Jay.
Yeah. A lot of stores. We did every store. He slammed my ass in.
All right. Listen.
Every store.
We were doing well.
We were doing well with the gayness on the show, and now we're back.
Not in a gay way. Just to test out the mattress.
I make believe I was Stearns and he was Foster.
That's right. 65% off Rockaway Betting. A lot of stores. There's a lot of stores at Rockaway Betting.
You know what's great about Rockaway Betting, too? Complete removal of your old mattress.
All of it, complete.
Not that lumpy old stained yellow putrid mattress out there.
You don't want that. They take it away.
And, they take it away. You get a free steel bed frame.
That's good.
With your purchase.
Yeah, no, I understand. You go ahead. Rockaway Betting, a lot of stores.
Yes, they guarantee a better night's sleep, and that's why you're buying your new mattress.
Rockaway Betting.
do what we did, shop at one of their stores. Give them a call, 1-800-TRY-A-BED. That's 1-800-TRY-A-BED. The best prices, free services, and they're friendly. They didn't punch me once
I went there. Very friendly. Gave us mints.
Christine.
Yes.
You want a what on the radio?
I want to use my my vibrator on the radio.
Whoa.
Yes.
Let me take it out.
Huh?
Let me take mine out. Hold on.
Where are you?
Actually, I'm in my room now.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Why? Please hold. Rockway Bedding.
Oh, sorry.
The official provider of mattresses for Anthony and Jay Moore.
Am I actually talking to Opie and Anthony?
1-800-TRY-A-BED. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, well, Christine.
Am I actually talking to Opie and Anthony?
Yeah. And Jay Moore.
All right. Jay Moore.
Yep.
Hey, baby.
Christine, well, we're in the middle of a commercial break, but could you fire up that thing? I want to hear how loud it is.
Sure. I'll do it for you right now.
All right. Bounce it off the phone so we get an idea.
All right. Hold. Okay. Is the vibrator on or no?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
It sounds like a fly.
Help me! Help me!
It sounds like a fly, like Jay Moore said. Get it closer to the phone and let it bounce around a little bit.
Yeah. Hello?
Christine.
Yeah?
Do us a favor.
Yeah, what's up?
Turn that puppy on, put it in your mouth, and hum a song.
What song do you want me to hum?
Freebird.
I don't know that song.
That's the point. Who cares what you sing? Yeah. Make something up. Happy birthday.
Well, yeah, what song do you know?
Kill a Cat?
No.
Come on, you're wasting time. Just sing
whatever song.
I'm trying to think. Come on, give me a song.
Happy birthday.
All right. You want me to turn it on?
Turn it on. Yeah. Throw it in your mouth there. Don't your teeth. Don't chip a tooth. And
I'm trying to think of how the song goes. Wait.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
Mm-hmm. I don't believe I'm actually doing this.
Yeah.
Then put it somewhere else then.
Hum it out of there. Hum happy birthday out your age, honey.
Huh?
You never put it in there?
No, I never did.
No. Why?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I never tried it back there.
Well, you got to be a dirty girl, I guess.
Christine.
Yeah.
Are you bottomless there?
Now I am. Yeah.
You're bottomless.
I sure am. My pants are down.
Okay. Take the phone and rub it against you know what. We're gonna tell you what you have down there.
That's good.
All right.
$5 each.
$5.
Wait, what do you want me to do?
Take the phone.
Yeah.
We'll tell you exactly what you got in your pants.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello.
All right. Yeah, can we a little more? A little more.
No, I know. I already know.
You know already?
All right.
Let me see.
Wait. A little more. Go ahead.
Hello.
All right.
Can I ask her one question?
No. Just by sound. You can't ask questions.
I just want to know if she was rubbing up and down or sideways. It's very important.
That is a good question.
Were you rubbing sideways or up and down?
Up and down.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good.
I already knew it.
Okay.
I knew how she was rubbing.
I'm going to go exclamation point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't answer. I'm going to go last because I'm right.
You're going to go last?
This is my mother on the phone.
I'm going to say you have a well... Don't answer yes or no. Don't say anything. I will say you have a well-groomed triangle.
That's what I was going to say.
Were you?
Yeah.
It's short. That's obvious.
A short triangle.
Hitler mustache. Someone's saying Hitler mustache.
I think it's thin. It is. It's
all right.
It's it's a thin one. It's
Obi says mohawk. Anthony and I are in agreement. I've been teaching Anthony the pimp hand.
I'm going 2-finger exclamation point.
And me and Anthony are going
well groomed triangle.
Okay.
Don't get too definitive. Just say triangle.
Right. Triangle.
Cover the whole thing.
Okay.
It's a triangle. Yes.
Yes. There it is.
That's 5 apiece right here. I just won money. Guess
nice.
I push.
How long is the hair? Do you clip it?
Yes, I do.
See?
Yes, I do.
We heard that.
Jay, you got change for 20?
I only got 100. I just came from Rascals.
All right, Christine. Well, have fun with your vibrator, okay?
Okay.
All right. If any other girls want to help us with our little gambling problem we have,
we got Hackett on the line when they do it.
All right, Chris, what's up? Chris? Chris?
Chris?
All right, well, we lost Chris.
This is from the Big Jew.
What did the Big Jew write? I'm going to go home and whack off into an Armani sock.
Jesus. We're in the middle of commercials. We'll be back. We're going to get Buddy Hackett on the line. More girls with their phones and their patches, and we're going to just bet the rest of the day, okay?
Hackett will bet, too.
And we're going to get Buddy Hackett to bet all the way from LA.
Oh, it's going
to
be the best. Hackett talking. Hey, if you know a friend that might not have the radio on, you might want to wake him up and get him on. This is it.
All right, we need girls to call that are willing to rub their you-know-what with the phone so we can take guesses on how you're trimmed, okay? And Buddy Hackett's going to play with us from L.A.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back.
What did you learn on the show?
I learned that a functioning idiot without a high school diploma can get a job in the radio.
Obi and Andy.
Theater of the Mindless.
1027 WNEW.
All right, it's Opie and Anthony J. Moore in the studio. A bunch of girls on hold that want to rub their you-know-what.
Guess what I got.
Guess what? We're playing Guess What I Got in My Pants today.
Brand-new game.
Brand-new game on the O&A show.
I want your transvestite to call up.
Nah.
Rub, clang.
And we're going to get Buddy Hackett on the line to help us out. He's gonna bet all the way from L.A.
My father's college roommate was at the second show Sunday at Rascals.
Yeah.
And he showed me a picture of my father's. Showed me pictures of my father in college. And he goes, you know Buddy Hackett, you know, like how you were. You were like completely starstruck.
Yeah, because I love Buddy Hackett.
Well, this guy's like Buddy's age and loves him, you know? And he goes, I remember I was drunk coming out of the Waldorf Astoria, and a cab was in front of me, so I punched the cab, and I heard a voice that said, what are you hit a cab for? You just going to hurt your hand? And I look up, and it's Buddy Hackett. And I asked for his autograph, blah, 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 and I go, well, let's call him right now. And the guy's face goes white, and I put Buddy on speakerphone. I go, Buddy, you're never going to guess who I have here. He goes, let me guess. I go, you're never going to guess. He goes, is it a man or a woman? I go, it's a man. He goes, well... I go, you're never going to guess. He goes, well, then who is it? I go, it's my father's college roommate. He goes, oh, you mean Al. You remember? No, he made it just funny. And so then I put him on the phone with the guy for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he hangs up the phone. He gives me the phone. And Buddy goes, Jay? I go, yeah. He goes, that's not him. He was taller.
Buddy Hackett.
What do you do with them Opie and Anthony guys?
Hey, Buddy, what's up? It's Jay.
Hey, yeah, I know.
You're on the air.
How's everything in Mayberry, Opie?
All right, Buddy, come on.
He never heard that one before.
I know, that's the first time, Buddy.
Yeah, you know, Andy Griffith was a good friend of mine.
Yeah?
What happened? He's still alive, right?
Well, you start to get fat. There's no sense two fat guys hanging out together.
Hey, Buddy, you're going to love what we hooked up today for you.
What do you got?
We got girls on the phone that are rubbing the receiver end, the speaking end of their phone on their crotches, and we're playing a game, and we're all guessing if they're shaved into a mohawk, a triangle, or a Hitler mustache.
Never mind that. I like to sell them new underwear.
What?
He sees a business opportunity.
Well, he's a crafty man, that Hackett. How are you, bud?
I'm all right.
We sure. The joke you gave me killed every show you... Buddy, for this...
I got another one for you.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah. Wait. Okay, yeah.
A guy said to his friend, he's going to Mallorca. He said, do you speak Spanish? He said, no. He said, just speak very, very slowly. They'll think you're speaking Spanish. He said to the clerk, I want a room. The clerk, would you like a view? The tourist, yes. The tourist, where are you from? The clerk, oh, Ohio. The tourist, do you speak English? The clerk, yes, I do. The tourist, then, why are we speaking Spanish?
Ladies and gentlemen of New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Philly, Buddy Hackett, my friend.
Are you going to tell that tonight?
I don't have a show tonight. I'm resting my voice by going on the radio for 2 hours.
Yeah, well...
I'll tell it in Boston. I'm up in Boston next.
What place?
The Comedy Connection at Faneuil Hall.
Oh, Faneuil Hall, yes. That used to be a good place to eat years ago.
It still is, yeah.
They redid the whole place. It's beautiful.
I was there for 4 months in 1946.
That's when you met Brando, 46. Right?
Yeah, me and Brando hanged out. He was at the Plymouth Theater. He told Tallulah, not Tallulah, he told, oh, I forget her name.
Would you have a stroke? What happened?
a drug.
Yeah, yeah, it was Tallulah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, he said.
Oh, tell that story. That's a great one. Tallulah Bankhead.
Tallulah Bankhead.
Yeah, in the middle of the show, he looked at him and he said, "You have the worst breath." And that night, he was replaced by an actor named Helmut Dantine. And I said, could he learn the part on the train coming up? They called him and told him, while the show was still on, they called him. He took a train up from New York and played the evening performance. So Marlon started hanging out at my place, going with a girl named Gina Belkin.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe they were doing all sorts of naughty.
So he got fired for telling the star that she had bad breath on stage.
Well, she got rid of him somehow.
Wow.
Hey, look at me. I got fired last week just for telling him a funny line to put in the show.
For the listeners, Buddy Hackett was to appear on King of Queens, and Buddy showed up Monday and had some great ideas. Thought maybe his character should speak in Yiddish with subtitles.
No, I didn't tell them that.
I'm just telling you what I heard, Buddy.
Well, I told them that on the phone when I first got the job. I told the agent. The agent called them. They called me. They don't even want to hear that. So I just ad-libbed a couple of jokes in English. And then...
Well, why didn't they want you on the show? I think that would have been a pretty big
ratings
draw.
Well, what they said was, their reason was that I was intimidating because my persona was too big for the part. I said, how about my ass? I think that's what did it.
Hey, so, buddy, you want to play
your pants?
You want to guess how these go?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
You got, wait, what are the... Triangle, mohawk, or what?
Or Hitler mustache.
Or Hitler mustache.
A Hitler mustache?
Yeah. Let's start.
Boy, I would like to meet a girl that wears her muffin a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, huh?
Yes.
Where is her muff?
And you just yell, Heil Hump.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah.
This is the best radio there's ever been. We got Buddy Hackett 3,000 miles away guessing Bush.
How are you, Lynn?
God, I'm all right. This is Linda, but that's all right.
Oh, Linda, I'm sorry.
Hi, Linda. You're on the air.
Hello, Linda.
Hello. Hi, Linda.
Hi, buddy. Hi,
Jay. What city are you in?
What?
What city?
Oh, I'm not in this city. I'm in Jersey.
Jersey.
That's what I'm asking you. Which city in New Jersey?
He's going
to
hear.
Jersey has no cities.
Yeah, I used to be a cop in Fort Lee.
Oh, well,
don't make
him
mad. Don't make him mad, you'll fall out of a
window. Okay.
Oh, God.
All right, well, Lynn, are your pants off?
Oh, of course.
And you got the phone?
Oh, yes.
All right, you got to rub pretty hard so we can hear it through the phone, okay?
No. All right. No, it's like Jimmy Valentine.
Can I think of Jay Moore while I'm doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's so hot.
No, you just got hotter.
Can you tell Buddy Hackett how hot he is as well, please?
Buddy Hackett,
yeah.
You are just incredibly hot. I would love to take your skin, unwrinkle it,
yeah,
and lick every inch of it.
Yeah. Could we make that retroactive about 53 years so I can feel it?
All right.
The big Barry Katz, the big Jew, just had added something to the equation.
Okay.
What about completely bald? Because some
course.
Girl might call
right.
it a trick.
Well, that's going to be obvious.
That's
well,
I can guarantee you I'm not completely bald.
Okay. No, you can't help us.
Yeah, no help.
No
okay,
helps.
We're going to let Buddy have the first guess. So, Lynn, when you're ready, and Lynn, don't reveal any secrets about how you are groomed down there until we all vote.
Yeah, there's four. Okay. There's four votes, Lynn.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Buddy, listen closely. She will now rub.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Lynn, one more time.
I don't need another time.
How about in person, buddy?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Very natural in the center, trimmed on the side, and you must have gone out with a fireman because there's a brass button at the end.
Yeah, don't say it. Cute. Don't say anything.
That was very cute.
Lynn,
don't let him know if he's right or not, Lynn.
Yeah, we're...
All right, Lynn.
But I so he, four separate times for you guys
Yeah, that was Buddy's guess. Very natural.
Okay, now...
guess is very natural.
Rub again.
Don't give us any clues.
And I guess who's up next?
He must have dated a fireman because he's got a brass hand.
No, that's sick because my father is a fireman.
Oh, my God.
That's where he lives.
All right, Lynn...
they're freaking me out.
All right, Lynn, one more rub there. One more rub.
One? And I'm going to give you one more.
Well, who's up? Or yeah, who's, the rest of us. We just want to hear one more time.
All right, all right. All right. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
That's long.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm thinking Ulysses Grant long.
I'm going to go...
No, it's not Ulysses Grant.
Don't say anything.
Lynn, you got to play by the rules.
I mean, okay, it's...
There's like 30 girls on hold, Lynn. Don't break the rules.
Can I go?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to say...
It's your show.
it's our... I'm going to say... pool rack filled with afro hair. Thank you, Cowbell Bill.
Pool rack
filled with afro hair.
I'm going to say the same.
Okay. Really?
I think I'm going more with a couple of pieces of silly putty slapped together, thrown on the barbershop floor.
And Lynn,
what's
in your pants?
Let's see what would be the closest to that.
Obviously, natural, big.
It's natural, but it's triangle.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
That's natural.
Buddy said natural, trimmed on the sides.
Yeah.
Trimmed on the sides. I'm not going to, you know, go with hairy down my legs or anything.
No, we didn't mean that, but the hair is, even though it's a triangle, it's a...
It's a big triangle.
It's a big triangle.
Like, different likes it natural.
It's a pool. It's a pool ride.
So we all win.
Yeah.
Except Anthony.
All like right. To run his fingers through
it. Oh, my God.
Harry.
You know, when I first heard it, I thought it was a hat for a guy who graduated from Rutgers.
Hey, my friends go to Rutgers. You leave them alone.
You're all a big furry hat.
All right, Lynn, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We're all in. Anthony's down in the hole now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Anthony's number one. I'm undefeated, baby.
Let's go to Crystal. That could be a fun one. Crystal. Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me hear you.
Oh, good. Your phone's okay. All right, are you ready to play What's in Your Pants?
Of course.
Okay.
You got to think of a better name.
Yeah, really. You want to say hi to Buddy Hackett, the famous Buddy Hackett? The
hi,
legend?
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, hello, Crystal, dear. How are you?
Very
I
well.
I certainly
yourself?
Hope to enjoy you someday as I did your mother and your grandmother.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You all remember Buddy. It's a mad, 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 mad world, of course.
Crystal, is that your real name or your escort name?
No, that's really my name.
All right. You got your pants down?
Well, I got to pull over if you can give me a second.
Oh, you need to pull over. She's
in a
car.
You're in a car?
Why yeah.
You should have pulled over while you're on hold. What highway are you on?
I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike.
All right. You hear that, guys? If you see anybody pulling over, help her.
It's a girl that has her pants down.
Right. On the Bay Extension.
All right, are you pulled over?
She wants somebody to help her. Listen to her.
Really?
Could you imagine if a cop comes over and she got the phone down there on the pants and he says to me, "Don't
are
tell
you ready?
Me,
I'm over.
Don't tell me you're making a phone call."
All right, for all of our listeners, I should point out.
I'm pulled over.
Hold on one second.
All right, hold
Crystal.
On, Crystal.
We can sing together. We can't talk together.
All right.
For all
you
the
ready?
Hold on.
For all the listeners, you absolutely, it's a moratorium. It's forbidden. You may not interrupt Buddy Hackett. You can interrupt anybody. But
absolutely.
When Hackett speaks, people listen.
There's no stepping on Hackett.
No stepping on the master. All right.
All right, Crystal.
All right, hold on.
All right, here she goes. A little rub. Whoa.
All right.
We can do it again.
Yeah, one more time.
All right, hold on.
I got to pull over again.
Wait a minute. Have you got a sheep in the car?
I'm going to guess first.
What, buddy guesses first.
Oh,
I think you win a case of Woolite.
All right, buddy, what do you think?
I think there's nothing done. It's just very, very normal the way it is. And it hasn't been trimmed or shaped or anything. It's
very natural.
Oh, natural.
All right. All right. Completely all right. Natural. Go ahead, Jay.
I say she has a very tiny mohawk.
Oh, really? Going with the mohawk?
Like a two-finger mohawk.
Yeah, yeah.
But a long one.
Yeah.
Like an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the aircraft carrier, too.
You're just gravy train and everything.
No, I didn't go with you last time.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to go fine trim, two-finger mohawk.
Same as me.
Yeah.
So Buddy says Naturale, and the three of us say Mohawk.
A bunch of people
say
Hitler mustache.
No, screw them. They can't
All
play.
Right, Crystal?
Mohawk.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a Mohawk.
I'm three for three, everybody.
Yeah.
Jay Moore, Bush expert.
I guess I'm only talking from memory.
All right, hold on, Chris.
Buddy, back in your day, girls didn't really shave it into a Mohawk, did they?
Who knows? We didn't even know they had fur there.
Didn't you look?
Not in the dark. No one went around in the light.
Really?
If you just set him up, he'll knock him down. Don't worry, Anthony.
All right, hold on. Let's get Crystal.
Well, we need a scorecard. We got to keep track of this.
Yeah. You and I are even.
Get a blank piece of paper.
You and I are
you
even.
You guys 2-0. 3-3?
Buddy and I are 1-1.
No,
you got 3. I got 2
You're
wins.
2-1.
And Buddy and Anthony got 1.
Hold on, write this down. OB.
All right, let's go to Joni. Joni, say hi to Buddy Hackett.
Hi, Buddy Hackett.
Hello, Joni. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, you cold?
I'm really cold.
You got
too, right? All right, Joni, are you cold?
Oh, listen to that phone.
Joni,
okay.
I hope that isn't the sound it's making down you. Jesus Christ.
You might want to see a gynecologist. All right, Joni.
Yeah.
Okay, are you in a car? Where are you?
I'm at home in my living room.
And your pants are off?
Yeah, I'm actually a Rutgers student for that girl who was calling before.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Oh, it's going around.
Yep.
And since you're at home, do you live alone?
No, I live with my boyfriend and my best friend.
Are you alone now?
No, my boyfriend's here too.
Okay, so what you could do for us and for the listeners that drive and get horny daily on the Opie and Anthony show, since it's just you and your boyfriend and your pants are off and your underpants are off,
right?
I think you should just spread them really wide on the couch.
Okay.
And that is hot.
Okay.
Buddy, what do you think? Good idea, right?
Well, you know, I'm always in favor of that because I used to be an upholsterer. And every time a couch gets a little syrup on it, we get to do it over.
Oh, man.
All right, Joni, you got the phone.
Okay.
Let's give it a good rub.
Okay, get ready.
Okay.
Got it.
Got it. Look, he's all cocky now.
that's easy. Buddy, you're up.
I think it's just... She's faking us out with a Brillo pad.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Has a sound come out of his mouth that wasn't 10 for 10 funny? Everything he said is on fire. You are on fire.
You're on fire today, buddy.
Thanks.
Okay. Jay, it's to you.
Let me hear it again. What's your name again?
Joni.
Did you spread them really wide?
Yeah.
Okay. That confused me.
Okay, I'll spread it more. Hold on.
Oh.
Did you get it?
No, there was a lot of air. Like, take your time.
Okay.
Don't rush the phone down.
Very slow.
Okay.
You catch the air and it confuses us. I guess that was you.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. You got it?
I didn't hear it.
One more time, Joni.
Okay, hold on.
You got to give it a good rub. Okay, I got it.
Are you using the phone?
Yeah, I'm using the phone.
I got it.
Are you hitting somebody's head?
My boyfriend says he wants to rub it on his phone.
Nah, okay. Thank you. No. All right, Jay, it's to you.
Wow. Well, I don't want to... I'm 3-0, so...
Yeah, you don't want to screw up now.
She's bald.
Wow, you're going for a bald?
Bald?
Yeah. Oh, all God. Right, I tie you here. I'm going... I'm going triangle, finely trimmed.
All right.
Buddy? Don't say buddy for last. Go on,
Ed. No, I said it already.
He said the Brillo pad.
I thought he faked the shot with a Brillo pad. And you're going for Yul Brynner there.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hitler mustache.
Okay, so you ready?
Yeah, I'm laughing at her mustache.
It's wood floor.
Wood floor, she's bald.
Oh my God.
God. Are you serious?
Jay Moore. The guy can't lose.
Hey, buddy, have you come across hairless in your day?
No, never have.
No, huh?
What about men?
I don't know anything about them dudes.
Them dudes.
All right, Joni, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right.
So, I have four,
wow.
And everyone else is stuck at two.
Yeah. We got to take a break.
Oh!
We really
you know something? You screwed me up because I was going to say ball, but I didn't want you going, oh, look, you're just latching on.
Go for what you know, man.
Yeah.
That was good. Buddy, are you going to hang with us for a while? Or?
No, I think I'm going to get off and go take a few of them injections to see if you get an erection.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you something. I've been on a lot of radio shows. And the last time I did one, you weren't allowed to say I pulled a hair out of my nose. So could you imagine? It's been a long time.
Oh, now forget about
this
it.
The whole world has changed. Wow.
You like it, right, buddy?
Do I like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get in on it.
It was guys like you that paved the way, pal.
Little bit, yes, I did.
All right, buddy.
I remember asking a woman in the front show, I said, could you show us your bosom? And she said, no. I said, all right, we're only curious. Could you just show one? And she wouldn't do that either. So that was very bold in those days.
All right.
Buddy, we love you, man. I love you.
Love you guys all. God, have a wonderful life. But I think you got a hell of a jump on the rest of us.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
We would love to call you again someday.
Oh, by all means.
All right, buddy. Hack it, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy.
There he goes.
A legend.
And we'll be back. Stay there.
Train wreck radio. And Anthony, 1027 WNEW. Opie, you're a sick ass man. Anthony,
you're not a jackass, you're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027 WNEW.
Yes.
WNEW.
Having a lot of fun with Jay Moore and Buddy Hackett. Playing What's My Pants with Buddy Hackett today.
What's in my pants?
What's in my pants with Buddy Hackett?
That was about as funny as it could ever possibly get.
God damn. Whoever thought you'd be playing What's in My Pants with Buddy Hackett when you're growing up watching him on TV and stuff.
You pulled in the 70 and over audience.
Yeah, see?
Pretty much.
That'll pull it off.
I could see my mom. Hey, Fred, Buddy Hackett's on.
Little kid.
On the show today.
Watching Carson.
Anthony's parents were here when we had lesbians for a day.
That's true. Yeah.
See, you guys do it every day, but I'm here. When I'm here, it makes an indelible mark on my landscape because I've never had more fun in my life. So I actually remember every single thing that goes on.
Yeah.
So do your listeners. When I'm on stage, they're screaming out like... They just yell out like a sentence I said over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they got sponges for memories there. They remember it all. Hey, you got to tell your Jimmy Schubert story.
Yeah, Schubert is a comedian, and he was in Go. He was, if you saw Go, both of you, he's... He was the bodyguard that got shot in the strip club when Taye Diggs and the English guy go to the strip club and they go, no matter what you do, don't say you want champagne. And Jimmy Schubert had a lollipop and he goes, it's a gentleman's club. You expect to act like gentlemen, you touch the girls, I break your arm.
Yeah.
That was, like, was his line. And they told him, when you do a movie, like if you're a low man on the totem pole, Jimmy had never done a film before, they kind of saved you to last. Like when I did Jerry Maguire, they just got to me at the end of the day. What am I going to complain? It's Tom Cruise, you know? So 11 hours go by. They're in Vegas, and they knock on Jimmy's trailer. And they're like, Jimmy, we're not going to need you today. Sorry about that. You come in tomorrow 7 a.m. Is that all right? He's like, yeah, of course. You know, he just doesn't want to make waves. He's in a big, hot movie.
It's your shot, yeah.
So he's leaving, and the guy that plays his father... was like this Vietnam vet, like this crazy actor. And he goes, Jimmy, where are you going? He's like, oh, they released me. He goes, you want to smoke a joint? So Jimmy's like, well, I guess this is what you do on movie sets, you know, because we know Jimmy doesn't drink or do drugs, right?
Right.
Jimmy's listening right now with the joint. So the guy, Jimmy goes in this guy's trailer, and he smokes like, the guy just keeps passing him the joint, so Jimmy just keeps smoking. This is a true story. And Jimmy gets so, you know when you're so high, you get like that panic attack and you're like, this guy's going to kill me. And the guy's telling him. But they're in like a little tiny, like a little trailer.
Yeah, and he's a Vietnam vet.
And he's a Vietnam vet. He's like, so one time I'm in Cambodia and this Chinese broad tried to shoot me, so I cracked her head open. And I still got the skull. He said, as an ashtray.
When you're stoned here, and that's a freaks you out.
Yeah, stoned. And this was like hydro weed that this guy had. This guy's been smoking every day since Nam. So Jimmy's so stoned, he can't even feel his legs. He's completely freaked out. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the trailer. And one of the assistant directors goes, is Jimmy in here? And they're like, yeah. He's like all freaked out. She goes, Jimmy, turns out we are going to need you. So, Jimmy, so if you watch Go and you see Jimmy Schubert with the lollipop in his mouth, just know he probably has a lollipop in his mouth to keep from biting his own tongue off.
Stoned out of his mind.
Stoned out of his mind. First film ever. First line. First time ever on camera. Jimmy, you know what? My bad. We are going to need you.
Oh, man.
And with that, let's go back to What's in My Pants. Who's leading? What's in my pants?
I got four. Everyone else has two. But Hackett is, I guess, an honorary judge, so we'll just hold him at two.
Okay.
And you know what we'll do? Every time you guys play, I assume you'll call me in L.A.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so you can be in on this?
So we'll just give Hackett a point every time we play.
we got to get Kevin Spacey in on this when you're filming the movie with him.
Okay. How about the little kid from The Sixth Sense?
Yeah, get him on.
Get the little kid. I think she... I don't want to finish that.
Liz, what's up?
Hey.
Hi. You want to play What's in My Pants?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you?
I'm in New Jersey.
All right. I mean, home in...
in my boyfriend's house.
Ah, we want the single chicks, but okay. All right.
Is he there?
Yes, he's here.
Oh, he's like call. He made you call, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I know. I'm done. I just did 10 shows. I know your listeners.
All right. Are your pants down?
I don't want to call.
Okay, your pants are down, guys.
I love these guys. Call.
All right. You got the phone?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's give it a good rub there.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
I need to hear it again, but I need you to rub it. Ladies, if you're listening, of course you're listening because we got the whole, there's 55 freaking bros on hold. They can't. Out of all the games that you think you get people to rally behind.
Yes, this one.
The fact that the phone lines are just jammed up with girls rubbing phones on them. When you rub it, you got to rub it down and up. It's got to be like a, you know, like a seesaw, nice,
okay.
Even thing.
Yeah.
Like, don't go down there like
long stroke.
Scratch, you know.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Big difference, see?
All right.
All right, wow. That you were rubbing up and down, right?
Yes, I was.
What was the first time? Would you rub it on the couch?
Go sideways. Go sideways.
I'm going to go sideways?
Real fast. All
right, hold on.
Come on, Ant. Now you got to do it again.
Okay,
Ant went for the funny.
Yeah.
Now that Hackett's gone, it feels like he's going to fill his shoes. Go sideways.
Sideways one more time.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
Someone's holding up a swastika. No, I don't think she shaved it into a swastika. Now, remember, don't give your answer until we are all done.
Okay.
Jay, it's to you.
It's to me. One more time, up and down, up and down.
Okay.
Everybody quiet, please. Quiet, please. Okay, it's but you can't answer until we're all done, all right?
Okay.
Everybody knows the rules now, we don't repeat it.
Okay.
It's a very, very short mohawk.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
All right. Who wants to guess Gash?
I'm going to go longer mohawk, but thin.
Longer mohawk.
Thin how? What do you mean thin?
It's definitely like it's,
oh, like short, like
it's like a finger and a half mohawk.
Oh, mohawk. I'm sorry,
but it's a little longer.
Did
longer,
I say
narrow. You said short,
very short triangle. I meant to say.
Oh, short triangle.
Did I say mohawk by accident?
Yeah.
I was wishful thinking.
All right.
All right. For the record, my guess is a very short, like putting green triangle.
All right. I'm going 1.5 finger mohawk, kind of long.
All right, I am going to say that I think any sound being made is merely a receiver on skin. I'm going to go shaved completely.
You're right.
Oh! Yeah.
You pulled it out.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I said
that got me out of the hole.
Ooh. Wait, do it again. Let's hear it again.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Now we're going to get good at it.
Again?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Wait, no, do it. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, up and down slower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're right. How did I miss that? That's
Annie,
like a big head.
Yeah.
How did I miss that one?
All right. Well, Liz, thanks for playing.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We got a barber. Right. We got a barber that wants to play. What's the score?
4-3. 4-3, Jay, over Anthony. You got two.
I got...
And Buddy Hackett's got two.
I got two only?
Yeah.
You're tied with Hackett, and he's not playing anymore.
He was 3,000 miles away. Barbara.
hard. They're trying to make us out with a Brillo pad. In my day, we never looked right at it because it would bite you. They call it beaver because it could chew wood.
Hello?
Barbara?
Yes?
You ready to play What's in My Pants?
This is Celine Dion. I want to play too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy.
No, we can't.
Just being... This is not Rascals.
Let's go.
Being wacky.
Leave the jokes to me.
Let's go to Rain. Rain?
Hi.
What up, bro? Rain? That's a porno name. Yeah. Rain, is that your stripper name?
It gets worse. My last name is Bose.
Rainbow?
No, Rainbows.
Rainbows? Were your parents hippies?
What?
Were your parents hippies?
I already know the answer to this, man.
Yeah, really?
Wild and woolly.
Like a mammoth.
Yeah. It's got tusks. All right, Rain, you want to play What's in My Pants? Okay,
yes,
where are you?
I am on my couch.
Okay.
Who else is there?
Nobody.
Spread them.
Spread.
Really? Spread. You don't have pants on?
No, I do not.
Are you pleasuring yourself a little bit, getting ready?
I always do when I listen to you, Jay.
Wow.
What about when you listen to Opie and Anthony?
Hey, you guys got some run. Don't worry about
it.
Yeah. You
guys, don't be jealous.
I go to Boston in 2 days. You guys get to stick around.
Hey, you gotta say hi to us on stage, see what the crowd reaction is.
Well, that'll be huge.
I know. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
I'll say hi to Mark Parento.
There you go. Hey, Ray.
Who?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, take the phone and go to town.
Okay.
All right. What's in my pants, everyone?
A little tricky with the stack.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow, your phone's a little wacky.
My phone?
I thought it was my headset.
I was static, yeah.
Well, I thought I was in the space shuttle and had a malfunction.
One more time.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Take it easy now.
Yeah.
What are you, blowing into it?
No, I'm running.
Raleigh fingers.
Rick just held up a sign that said Raleigh fingers.
Wow, that's a bold statement you're saying there, Psycho Mark. Really? You think so? Look at what he held up.
I know what he held up.
That's crazy.
But you know what? If you guess that and you're right, he's going to be like, I told you.
Yeah.
All right, it's to Jay. Jay's
no,
the lead.
No, I can't go. I'm not sure. I'm on the fence.
You've got to make some rules. I guess whoever... No, because there might be multiple winners.
Who's away?
Yeah.
Opie's away.
All right. with a name like Rainbow... You're one of those wild hippie chicks. I got to go pool rack filled with afro hair.
Jerry Garcia's head in the leg lock.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, hold on. Don't give out your badge.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. You know the psycho, Mark.
I don't like that.
You know the dude from Boston?
Shout out to Opie.
You know the dude from Boston with the big, huge afro?
Sib Hashin?
Yeah, his head in a leg lock.
That's wrong. I don't like that.
That's psycho, Mark.
That's not good.
That's biggest racist on the face of the earth.
That's all right. Good. Anthony, it's to you.
Okay. Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Up and down, very slowly.
What kind of phone are you on?
Cordless.
That's our phone line. It sucks.
All right, wait, hang on.
All right, she's going to switch phones, and I have to change my guess. Sorry.
Is that better?
Oh, okay.
I hope he was talking. Sorry, do it again, please.
Again?
Please. Yes.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go. No, I'm not saying that. I am saying... Yeah, this is Cypress. No. I will say Mohawk. That's what I'm saying, and I'm sticking to it. Jay,
you are absolutely perplexed.
It is a tough one.
You want to
Bermuda Triangle?
Jay, if you need time, we could go to Kitty Carlisle first before
Kitty Carlisle.
Let me hear it one more time.
Okay, hang on.
Everybody, be quiet. Don't even fold papers or write. Genius at work.
Okay.
I'm going to go with what I said with the other girl, a very putting green triangle.
All right.
That's three guesses.
Rain, what's in your pants?
It's completely shaved.
Oh, my God. Psycho Mark was right. Completely shaved. I don't understand what that sound is coming from.
Were you blowing in the phone?
No. Yeah.
Hey, are you stubbly?
The razor stubble's throwing us off. When was the last time you
I shaved this morning.
Then it's just, there's a sound of
she's got the 5 o'clock
shadow on her Flintstone face.
She's got a crucifix around her waist.
Oh, wow. You know, we live and learn.
Thank you, Rain.
No one picked bald.
Rain, thanks for playing What's in
Psycho
My
Mark,
Pants.
Not only
thank
did that...
You.
Thank you, Rain. Not only does that offend me, but I can't even look at it like when you're just holding it, so you just got to rip that up and throw it the other side. Rip it up and just put it in the trash. Because I saw it, like, out of the corner of my eye, and it just that it bothers me that much.
All right, what's the score?
It's still 4 your way, 4-3.
Still 4-3, Jay.
All right. This could be the last one. If Jay gets this, he wins. If Ed gets it,
for now.
Yeah. Tanya.
Hi.
Hi, you ready to play What's in My Pants?
Yes, I am.
Where are you?
Sounds like an older one.
I am home. I'm what?
How old are you, Tanya?
Oh, I'm 35.
I knew it.
How could you tell?
Because I'm the pimp.
Okay.
35's not old.
35 is not old.
I didn't say old.
I'm married to a 24-year-old.
That's the lucky.
All right, I'm gonna do a guess without even.
Oh my God!
Go ahead, do a guess before.
Well, hold on, let's parlay this.
That should be worth
if
two.
If you're right, you get three.
Three? Nah,
no, two.
He only has two.
You could take. That's all right. I'll go for two. All right.
He's going for the two.
Okay.
Points.
Okay. Wait a minute. If it's three, if you get it right, if you're wrong, you take one away.
Fine.
That's your gambit.
Okay, 35, married to a 24-year-old.
That's right.
Without hearing it. And don't say if I'm right, because everyone else has
to
guess.
Yeah. Go ahead. And don't be gross.
We're not going to be gross. It's, that helped me right there. Hitler mustache.
Don't say anything.
Oh, you just take a point away right now.
Okay.
Just take a point away.
I'm going to go for the V, but...
All right. We would like to hear it.
Yeah,
so if you would,
stupid.
If you would take the phone.
I had a gamble.
And rub.
It's like.
Okay.
On your most intimate of areas. Yes,
all right,
please,
here
silence,
we go.
Please.
Harass?
What's in my pants?
You hear it?
Oh,
Psycho
yeah.
Mark has bald on the brain.
No, you know why? There were two distinctly different sounds in that rub, Psycho Mark. Two distinctly different sounds. Let's hear
we
that
are
again.
We're experts. We thought,
let's
we
hear that
part
again.
Of the game?
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Origami.
Get the New York Times in your lap.
Feels like she's crumbling those ramen noodles.
All right. Who's up?
Robin.
Who's please up? Stole that game from me, Robin.
I will say a natural triangle.
No, don't do yourself, because then it's not what you're going to
do. Okay, you're right.
Some guy in the instant feedback wrote, it's anal fuzz. These guys are nuts.
Yes, I will say natural triangle.
I'm going to say the same.
You're saying the same,
guy. I'm going to be training you this time.
Okay, and if we could have your answer, please.
Who said Hitler mustache?
Yeah! I'm in the lead!
Who said it?
Obi.
Obi.
All right, Obi.
Obi, you had it on the computer.
Oh, my God. It's a three.
You had it on the computer or something.
Why did he guess that? Why did you guess that, Obi?
Older lady trying to impress her man, so I'm thinking,
see, now it totally takes away from the audio purpose of this game.
Yeah, but that's it. That was his answer.
I understand.
Look at everything.
But this game is supposed to be purely audio.
I would even go on a limb and say you might have a piercing down there.
You'd be wrong.
All right, take 2 points away. Let me hear. I never heard a Hitler mustache before.
Yeah, let's hear that.
We gotta say like what buddies at Hail Hump.
All right, I should have known because there were two distinct sounds.
All right, go ahead.
One more for the encore. Hold on.
Yes. What's in my pants?
How long are the hairs on the Hitler mustache?
A quarter inch. Not even a quarter inch. I keep it really close shaved.
Yeah. It sounds like Yosemite Sam. You varmint.
No, that's probably where I'm hitting my leg hair.
That conjures up an image.
Yeah, you deserve it, guys.
Well, Tanya, thanks for playing What's in My Pants.
You got it.
Thanks for blowing me out of the lead.
Damn it.
We gotta take one more. Let me get the lead back.
One more. What's
that blows, man.
You guys agreed?
I know we agreed, but in hindsight.
Okay, Obi, you pulled out. It's 5-4.
And we have one last lady on the line, I believe.
Damn it.
Well, next time we play, we'll just go with audio, but...
No.
Hey. Now I want to play the Opie rules.
All right. No. I think that's very good. It's like, have you ever played spades?
Yeah.
You can go like blind five, try to choose your books, so it's the same as that.
Okay.
I could have lost.
Jen. So far we got card references, golf references.
Jen.
Third Reich.
Did we lose Jen?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
You want to play it?
This is a guy.
It's a guy.
Guy got past Spaz.
Hello.
Spaz is a retard.
I'm not a guy.
You sound like a guy.
You're a guy.
I am not.
You're a young guy.
I am not.
I am not.
Where are you from?
Spaz.
What? Is this Jay?
Listen to that. Get out of here. Kiss my ass. Shut up.
You're a guy. I can hear your Adam's apple.
I am not a guy.
A guy.
I am not a guy.
Let's see. Oh, my God. Now he's a black guy.
That's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's a kid.
I hope it's Mike from Brooklyn. All right. Calm your nut.
Unless, calm your nut.
Unless another girl calls within the next, like, minute. Oh, we got, all right. We got Laszlo from Privilege on the line.
Oh.
This will be the last one.
Oh, yeah. This will be easy.
We're going to the strip club here. Laszlo!
What's up?
It's Opie Anthony, Jay Moore, and the rest of the gang. You treated very well the other night at Privilege Gentlemen's Club.
How's business?
Thank you. What are you guys doing?
How's business, Laszlo?
Everything is coming along quite well, I think.
Well, I'm telling you, I speak from experience. When you're on the Opie and Anthony show, people listen and they respect anything these guys promote. Any, you know what? Any commercial you do, I'm just buying stock in that company.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Walk away betting, go public. So Laszlo from Privilege, the premier gentleman's club on the west side, finally a strip club on the west side of Manhattan. What do you got for us, Laszlo?
Well, I have the lovely, beautiful Anita Cox here, and she would like to play a part of the game.
Anita Cox?
Yes, that's her name is Anita. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Anita.
Anita,
yes,
Anita.
And her last name is Cox.
Right, we get
C-O-X-X.
The joke. C-O-X-X, okay.
She's interested in playing the game.
Is she going to be there tonight?
Absolutely.
Because I'm coming down tonight with
a couple of
she's
waiting for you tonight, and there's a couple of the girls that were asking for Opie.
Mm. All right, there we go. Laszlo, you don't even know how much trouble I'm in.
Well, needless to say, you made quite the impression, Opie. And Rick, too. Is Rick over there?
Laszlo,
let's not forget Rick.
Laszlo, if you ever want us to mention your club again, I would, like, mellow out right now.
Ixnay on the Ixche.
No, that's right.
No, actually, that's cool. All right, so let's play What's in My Pay.
This is Anita. Is she a porn star?
No, no, no. She happens to be the lovely dancer here.
Anita Cox.
Anita Cox.
That's right.
She's, well, tell her to get
into C-O-X-X.
That name, she's got to get into porn.
All right, I'm going to put her on the phone.
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk to this genius.
All right.
Mensa waiting.
Hi.
Anita.
Hey. Hi, Anita.
Hi, how are you?
Where'd you go to high school? What state?
High school. Oh, God.
What state did you go to high school?
I didn't go to high school.
You didn't, huh?
How old were you when your uncle did you?
16?
She's got an age.
How old were you when you dropped out of school?
15.
Okay, what state?
New York.
Okay. Are you Puerto Rican?
No.
Mommy, come on, don't lie to me.
No.
What's your nationality?
Italian.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to have some problems here.
Cox? Cox is Italian?
Yeah.
Okay. My real last name is like, you know, Funicello or something.
Yeah. Okay, Anita, we're ready to play What's in Your Pants.
Hello?
Are you sure you didn't go to high school?
Positive. I can't hear you. What did
you
say?
Can we play What's in My Head? I wrote nothing.
Bald.
I love the strippers that are like the Stepford Wives.
Stepford?
She just repeats things.
I thought you were...
Ah, you're a goddamn parrot. I say feathers.
Anita, I'm going to come down there tonight.
Who is this?
This is Jay Moore.
Jay?
Yeah.
What, are you going to come down tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
That's good.
All right, and then I'm going to update the guys tomorrow on what you look like and see if you're really Italian. And see if that, I'm going to look at your driver's license where it says, you know, Vicky Donatello on it.
Instead of Anita Cox.
Now you won't be disappointed.
All right, Anita, we're going to let you go.
Okay.
All right.
What happened to the game?
Oh, yeah.
We forgot about the game a while ago.
Oh,
but Jay's going to be down there tonight, okay?
Okay, that's great.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Miss Cox, everyone.
Wow. She's impossible to play the game with.
Yeah, it's just going to take too long.
You know what
happened? Brain surgeon.
Because, you know, we'd go ahead and she'd rub the phone on her foot because she's confused. What's in my pants? Well, my pants are on my ankles,
pants?
So I rubbed it around my foot.
All right.
What?
We got to finish up the show and this game with Donna. One more here. Donna?
Yeah.
You ready to play What's in My Pants?
I am.
Donna, how old are you? 33.
29.
29? Yeah. You're in the car?
I am in the car.
Driving to Long Island?
No, driving in New Jersey.
Jersey loves this show. We appreciate all the Jersey listeners. Okay, Donna.
Roswell's Comedy Club.
I called you guys before. I'm the Hummer Queen.
I'm plugging retroactively.
You're the Hummer Queen.
Yes, I'm the girl that wakes my boyfriend up every morning with a Hummer.
Very
hey, nice. We like that. All right, Donna, are you driving?
I am driving.
Okay, and you're gonna play What's in My Pants as you drive?
As I drive.
Interesting. I'm assuming you're driving and you have no pants on right now.
I have a skirt that's now lifted up above my waist.
Nice.
Very good. Well, okay.
When you pull the other pants to the side or something?
No panties.
Oh,
no panties.
No panties, skirt. Very nice.
Where do you work?
I don't want to say.
Okay. What line of work are you in?
I do payroll.
Oh, God, how hot is that the chick on payroll isn't wearing panties?
Yeah.
All right, let's play What's in My Pants, Donna.
You ready?
Check sure. Right in your mouth.
Okay.
Here we go. This is the last one, guys.
Just stuck to the seat.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Wait, do that again?
It was like the chipmunks.
Hold on.
Let me hear that again.
Okay.
No, one more time.
One more time. We can't really hear it.
You're going too fast. You're too excited.
Okay.
You're not supposed to orgasm during it.
What are you, an otter? Doesn't it sound like, sounds like seal skin.
Yeah, I'm going bald.
I will also say bald.
I'm going off the board. I'm going to go with the new style that the V.
That all the kids are doing.
That all the wacky kids are doing. The thin V.
All the junior high school girls are doing it.
Jay Moore knows.
All right. Can we have
Anthony, Anthony and Jerry.
Yes. Yay! The bald.
We got to have a tiebreaker.
You tied me.
We got to have a tiebreaker.
Bitch.
What'd you do to my chart? You made a mess out of it.
It's all right. 5-5-4.
No wonder you drive.
Donna, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Donna, everyone. Screw Tubby Tom. All right, let's go to
come on.
Let's go to Susan for the tiebreaker.
Basketball.
Oh, St. John's basketball tonight.
Oh, we don't cut that.
Hello.
705.
Hello, are you there? I'm here.
Yeah, we're here.
Hi, I'm also calling from a car. I'm on the northern state, going out to the island.
Thank you, Susan. Quickly, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
Yeah.
And what nationality? Just answer my questions. What nationality?
German. Yeah.
Okay. 25-year-old German. Where are you driving to?
I am driving to IKEA.
IKEA. Okay, Opie, I am going to take the option to try to pull into the lead of not hearing it first. Okay,
I might do this, too.
I will say, no, don't give your badge until we're all done. I will say Hitler mustache. Okay?
Okay. Too easy.
All right. And your boyfriend is driving?
My husband's driving, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna need the rub.
Okay. All right, here I go, okay? Hold on. Nice. I got a cell phone, so hold on.
Okay.
Oh,
and you lose.
Yeah,
God damn.
I'm still tied.
I hear you.
I'm going.
Is that okay?
I'm going bald.
Me too, bald.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, I have a very shortly trimmed putting green.
Triangle?
Wow. Well, now we know what that's.
Yeah, it's in the triangle shape.
All right.
Oh, uh-huh. God. Yeah,
I get a point taken away. I opted
to. Yeah, I want to try it.
Thank you.
Get a point taken away.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. There
she
goes. Thanks for playing What's in My Pants. You guys.
Oh, no problem.
All right.
I had a nice chart made up, like it was nice and clean, just to hang on the wall for
Pete's
sake.
And he made a mess of it. Anthony made a mess of it.
And he's got notes. He's got, like, who got scratched from the lineup. Pinch hitters. Maury Wills came in to run.
All right, looks like he's at Belmont.
We're tied. We're tied. We're going to have the tiebreaker tomorrow.
Yeah.
They really need us.
You're inviting me back?
Yeah.
You're cordially invited.
What the hell are we going to do if you're not here?
You're part of the show.
Better.
Listen, we got to get off because St. John's basketball, we'll get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, really?
If it was Tubby Tom, we'd do another hour.
Let me see if I can swing some privileged chicks up here to do it. See if we can do it in live. And
do it live.
With our heads.
As long as you have...
with our foreheads.
As long as you have room at your bachelor pad, yeah.
You guys are the absolute best race we've ever been.
We really got to go. You guys, we'll see you tomorrow at 2. Thanks for listening.
Jay,
always
Jay.
A pleasure, all right? We'll see you.
I love you guys.
Opie and Anthony, we punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.